First of all, I've started admiring men so much more than women as I've gotten older.
I've noticed this, that you've been a little gayer than normal. And I didn't want to shame you, because I'm happy that you're branching out now sexually and you're feeling yourself.
No, I admire them
more.
We're
poly, we're bi.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome. This is your mom's house.
It's so official now. We're coming to you from the White House.
Coming to you from the Situation Room. We are in this studio that we have been working on since 2016. And I think if you know what we've been through, I don't think it is unfair to say.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
This was a stupid idea. This was a stupid idea. We could have stayed in our apartment. Why did we do this?
You feel that way?
I mean, fucking millions of dollars have gone into this. What's different?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I mean, it is, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Look, it's a
one of those things.
Well, I guess you just have to be prepared to die.
That's kind of how it feels.
Well, how many millions have we spent already?
I don't want to fucking say it, but it's several.
Yeah. Well, it's expensive here in Austin, you know, and the materials and stuff. And
fucking Elon Musk. He's the reason.
Yeah.
Everything was normal. And then he came here. Now everything's not normal.
No, I know. Well, you know, it's for the fans. We do this for them. We want to give them a better show every time.
Yeah.
And if it costs us millions of dollars and we put every penny into it, then so be it.
Yeah. Just make sure to go to our donations page. No, I'm super excited. We have been working at this, a whole team of people have for a minute. So
a long time.
Yeah. I think this studio was supposed to be done initially in the summer. It was.
Yeah.
It was. They were like, August. And I was like, come on. The guy's like, maybe July.
No.
And I was like, okay. And it is December right now as we record this. You're probably seeing this in January, right? Are they seeing this in January?
January. January.
Yeah.
January.
Day or two before.
Day or two before? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is like a New Year episode.
Yeah, this is coming out on December 29th.
Oh, wow. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas.
That's an even more important thing to say.
Yeah.
And it's why you're still employed. Now...
But what are you thinking, though? Look, and also, you know, we also haven't gotten our tchotchkes from the other studio.
That changes the game, absolutely.
And why is that? Because they were sent...
USPS.
Right. Yeah. Instead of FedEx, which we know is a superior mailing system.
It's not even comparable.
It's not.
No.
And so...
There's a reason that USPS is going to go out of business.
It's done. Okay. So how many months have our tchotchkes been in transit now? This is 6 months and we haven't seen.
Well, you know why they were sent USPS?
Why?
Because our child sent them. He's fucking 16. How old is he?
Zolo?
Yeah.
I think he just turned 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
He's an idiot. Doesn't know.
He doesn't know that you go FedEx.
You just pay for the FedEx. You don't do it. So these are the tchotchkes that we found. The one box that made it. Just so you know. So you're going to see some old school shit up here. You got Brace, Gigi Allen. Of course, Gigi's going to be in the studio.
Some of it'll change.
Erica.
Yeah.
Charge it to the game.
Yeah.
And then, various postcards.
The fucking portraits.
Amazing.
These are amazing.
Amazing. We'll give you guys a tour eventually. Yeah.
I mean, we got... Like the fucking coolest guys ever.
The coolest guys ever.
Done in like regal. You know, they look like they were the president of Spain the king. Look at those. King of England. These are amazing.
I know. Oh, fuck. It's so good.
Yeah.
It is really good. And you know what I love about this set?
Mm.
And I know it's a shock to the viewers. Like, you get attached to one way of the show being a certain way. And then you know, change is not always welcome when you love something.
Yeah.
So I get it, guys. If you're looking at this and you're like, this is not Guantanamo Bay. We just got used to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
But what I like about this set in particular is that it looks really official.
It does.
And so much nonsense gets discussed on this show.
That's where I disagree. This is a serious show that is, I think we give the Young Turks a run for their money. Yeah, no, there's definitely different topics discussed.
It's
here.
So great that like we have these.
The
these
more you dress it
great.
Up, the better.
Yeah, it's hilarious yeah. that we yeah. this is the silliest show on earth, and we like.
And we got kind of dressed up today.
Well, I did. I wore yeah. my Etsy jewels yep. for you guys, and I wanted to look nice. It's yeah. our first day, and you look very handsome.
Thank you so much, and you look equally handsome.
Thank. Is there anything worse when you call when a lady gets real old, she becomes handsome.
It's true. Like a lady who's like 78.
That's a handsome.
They're like, you look very handsome.
Is that real or is that my imagination? That
no,
you
I think
call
you're right. I think that happens.
The
I think
handsome
I
woman.
Think even the woman almost wants to be called handsome.
Stop.
You know what I mean? No, at an old age, she's just like, I'm not trying to be hot.
You can't. Yeah.
Just call me handsome.
Like B. Arthur was yeah. handsome.
While handsome is often more used for men, women can also be called handsome. When a woman is described as suggests she's very good looking and also healthy and strong.
Oh.
Handsome is less likely to be used to a woman who is petite or delicate. That's true. So it is for like a bulkier woman.
A huskier broad.
Yeah.
Cool.
A full-figured woman.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Well, yeah. Thanks for calling me handsome. I really appreciate that.
You are amongst the most handsome woman I've ever been around. That's how I'm going to start describing you to people who haven't met you.
Oh, my God.
When
why?
They go, what's she like? I'll be like, really handsome.
But I'd prefer that because then when I show up, they're like, she's not a fucking dude.
No, I know.
She's way prettier. Like,
and I'll be like, you don't think she's handsome? And they'll be like, I mean, I just wouldn't use that word. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we'd use different words.
And tell them I'm 68. So when I show up,
I
like,
start,
whoa,
by the way,
you look
I did
great.
This as a joke. When we went, I did the
I really heard you sip and gulp.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Well, they upgraded the equipment, so
that's $1 million just the
yeah,
mics
right there.
Jeez.
When I did the Asia tour that I Need You to Kill,
yes,
that documentary, it's that J. Elvis Weinstein directed, where I went to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Macau. I was there with Chad Daniels and God, Pete Lee, right? So, yeah, there's the three of us. So this whole time on this trip, that was 2014. I think I'm fucking 260 pounds there or something. But anyway, the whole trip, I would tell people in Asia that Chad Daniels was 55, 56. And it was a joke, right?
Yeah.
But what ended up happening is that some people would go, like, they were like, man, you look fucking amazing.
Yeah, it works in your favor.
And he was like, thanks. And then they would go, you're 56? And he was like, no. Because he was like 41 at the time or something. And but we ended up, I did it everywhere. Everywhere we went, I was like, do you know who Richard Gere is? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, that's him. Like I would point to him. And they were like, that's Richard Gere?
Yeah.
But when you tell people you're older, that and you're starting to get older,
it works.
It has an amazing effect.
It works really well.
Yeah. Stop trying to tell people you're younger.
That's what I'm saying,
do the
bro.
Opposite. And I know, by the way, I have close friends and family who are doing this that are lying about their age.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to say.
But they're doing it.
They're doing it like single digit changes. Do you know what I mean?
Wait,
like
mean?
I'm 42 right now. And it's like if I were like, if you saw me introducing or talking to people and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm 40.
Oh.
Like, why are you telling people you're 40?
Yeah.
You're 42. Just say it, right? I know yeah. people who are doing that, like knocking that's a so... year or two off.
Well, maybe in their hearts they feel...
No.
Maybe
they're
the pandemic, they're like robbed of that year. And so
no.
you're like, I'm going to be...
They don't want to say it. They just, they're like, ugh. They're
that's
fighting
so funny.
It. Yeah.
I, you know, I don't have that.
Why? Why would you...
I don't know why people insist on lying or concealing... It doesn't work. Very
doesn't work.
Seldom have I met somebody where I'm genuinely surprised.
All you should do is your best.
That,
you
yeah,
know?
That's all you can do.
And the other thing
that's
is
all you can do.
I've learned this in this world. Like, I, first of all, I've started admiring men so much more than women as I've gotten older.
I've noticed this, that you've been a little gayer than normal. And I didn't want to shame you, because I'm happy that you're branching out now sexually and you're feeling yourself.
No, I admire them
more. We're poly, we're bi.
But here's what I've, because I think I've always been like, man, look at like, look how awesome that guy's body is.
Yeah.
And I realize I won't have it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is, you go, you get what you get.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just never going to have it.
It's not for you. It's not on your cards.
Yeah.
But you know what you do have is a killer sense of humor, the ability to write things that nobody else can. And, you know, you've got other talents. And I know what you're saying. Like, when I was watching the new Real World reboot today on Netflix. And when you see a 26-year-old girl, like I see a girl now, and you're just like, oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And you admire that and you give that its place.
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
Kinda, like, you process
it. Wow, yeah.
You go, like, I notice it. I'll tell you that here in Austin, too, there's so many, like, shirtless fit dudes.
So attractive.
They're so good looking. And
they're like
you see them everywhere.
Of beef jerky just
every turn
around.
I make on the road, I'm like, there's another shirtless hot guy. And then I'll feel like, I wonder if I could do, and then I'll be like, you're never going to you're never going to end up like that. But I'm saying you, like, that's what that guy got.
Yeah,
and
that's his
probably,
gift.
He's probably poor.
Probably,
you know?
And stupid.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm not poor.
Not at all. Not at all.
And then I'm like, which car will I drive? You know what I mean? Like, so I just feel like you get what you get.
Well, that's the thing, is that what would you rather have? Perfect physical specimen, but you're kind of a box of rocks upstairs.
Yeah.
And you're like, you make a decent living.
Yeah.
But you're not wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you rather be? Like, super, super hot.
Wealthy.
Yeah. Any fucking day.
Yeah.
Because beauty fades. Even if you are Richard Gere or Brad Pitt, like, you peak and then everybody declines.
Yeah.
And at least you can, like,
and
yeah,
I remember,
money's the best.
I remember struggling so hard.
Yeah.
Like, so hard. You know? Like, being so goddamn broke.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad it happened in a way. Like, you know, I don't want to go back. But I'm saying, I'm glad I experienced that real struggle, because it wasn't like for a month.
No.
You know, it was like a decade or more.
Decade, we were so poor.
And then, yeah.
Decade of us living off of Trader Joe's.
Now, like, what would you say now, though, if you were like still like that, but also not hot? You'd be like, what would you rather have? That guy's hot body, or you, there's no brownies when you go home tonight? You're like, what?
That's so true. Because I do remember being 23 years old and really knowing, like, wow, this is the best I'm ever going to look.
It's good that you were aware of that.
Of course. Because
I don't think a lot of people are.
Oh,
like,
now
I even tell people, like, no, you should, like, if you're like in your early 20s and you've had a doubt about, like, doing photos of yourself,
do it.
Take the pictures of
naked.
Yourself. Yeah, do them naked.
Do plaster casts. I did plaster casts of my body naked.
Have a photographer take, like, a pro.
Yeah.
Get in a bikini or lingerie or, you know what I mean? Like, pose and, like, save those.
Save them.
And you jack off to them when you're older.
Could you jack off to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think people do that?
Of course.
They take it.
I can't be the only guy doing that.
Babe. Yeah, yeah. Okay. If I were a lesbian,
yeah,
could I masturbate to younger pictures of myself?
Like, I don't know. You know what you do? You just
so
really,
weird.
You'd really admire it, though.
It's like that Liberace movie. Remember when he makes Matt Damon go to the plastic surgeon and become a younger version of Liberace?
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, just change your face, give him a dimple, and he's like, that's what you look like. And, like, he brought a picture
he
of himself in
himself.
His 20s. He wanted to fuck himself.
And he had such an extreme facelift that he would sleep with his eyes open. So he's like, eyes open.
It's so good.
That movie is really good.
So funny.
That's Michael Douglas in it. He is phenomenal. See, that's like, we were shitting on House of Coochie.
Yeah.
The acting, acting specifically, and what absolute dog shit performances were delivered.
Yeah.
And that's a movie that the Matt Damon and Michael Douglas were just fucking amazing.
Because it's easy to be over the top with Liberace. But he gave a grounded performance as Liberace. But wait, can I say one more thing before we open the show?
Yeah.
So the second thought to this, I was 23 years old, and I'll never forget, I was home on a Saturday night watching MTV.
Yeah.
Okay? Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Listen. And yeah. I actually had the thought. I remember going, what?
I got to take a shit pretty bad.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I swear.
Me?
What a great
I'm
way to open this show.
I'm a thought for you that you've never heard me say before.
How bad do you think I have to go where I'm
okay,
saying that?
Okay, go shit. Go, go. We got a new studio. Go shit.
Should I? Okay.
Yeah, you should shit. Don't hold it.
I got to go bad.
Go shit.
That camera looks crazy, huh?
Well, are you going to tell me about your dump? Everybody's on pins and needles.
You want to know?
Yeah, you stopped the show to shit. That's very rare.
Yeah, it is.
You don't really do that a whole lot. You've done it a few times.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, elaborate.
What do you want to know?
What was awesome? It was painful and then the release of the pain? Or
no, I just felt like God's natural pull. It wasn't like... It wasn't like, oh my God, here's an, like, it wasn't like I ate something, I got to get that. It was like a regular, like, you should go now, like that.
Oh, it's calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calm and
I'm
relaxed.
Really, guess what I, all right, I'm going to let you in on some insight.
I'm dying to hear it.
I didn't have eggs this morning.
Mmm.
And I'm pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I put together... that every time I've had eggs for the last like 20 years,
mm-hmm.
something bad happens afterwards. So today,
yeah,
today after 20 years of eating eggs every day,
yeah,
I was like, I'm going to skip eggs. I have eggs right here, by the way, next to me. But I think I might be onto something.
So you just had a natural brown. It wasn't a catastrophe.
Right.
And you're thinking it's correlated to the no eggs today.
I think so.
Yeah. That's a safe assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 years, huh?
I'm figuring stuff out. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Can I finish the point that I was making before you rudely interrupted with your need to shit?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Listen?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Because he starts to look at the computer.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. So I had this very... acute moment when I was 23 years old watching The Real World at home or whatever the fuck I was doing, and I said to myself, I said, self, you're 23, you're the hottest you're ever gonna be.
Can't believe you thought this.
What are you gonna do about that tonight? I literally go, well, what can I do with that? And I was like, I guess I could take pictures of myself. And I already had. I had headshots and photographs taken. And then I was like, I guess I could go out and get laid. Like, I could go to a nightclub and see if some guy would fuck me. But then I was like, so what? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not hard to do at any age. Like, I literally didn't know what to do with my hotness at 23.
Okay.
Because think about it. What can you... Okay, so you're good looking.
Right.
Now what?
Now what?
I remember thinking, like, well, okay. So someone's going to fuck me? I stayed home and I drank and I ate Haagen-Dazs and I watched MTV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? So you're hot and it's like...
I remember thinking, like, I wonder if I could fuck some stupid bitch tonight.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah, I fucked lots of dudes too.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Fuck dudes all day.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you can look at the screen.
Well, I just have the opening clip.
Okay. Where do I look for that? I don't even know where to look.
That top screen right there.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Say that again.
Are you retarded?
What's your name?
Adolf Hitler.
Thanks a lot. This shit is big time.
Yeah.
Who is Randy?
Whoa.
Don't bring anyone loving to
go
this.
Go USPS.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's where our fucking knickknacks are in that guy's van.
They probably are. Although I think that guy recording is probably kind of a real Larry, you know?
Larry? Yeah. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
A real Larry?
Sure.
That's cool.
I mean, he's kind of a dick, right?
Yeah. What does he say to him initially?
I don't know. And then he's like, what did you say? Because he must have said something, and then he's recording. Like, I mean, you're an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Walking around with your fucking camera out anyway.
I hate that.
Recording every interaction.
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
What a dildo.
Yeah.
Would you like me to give you a bunch of pictures of me younger, and then you could jerk off to them? I was just thinking, what would be the ultimate Valentine's Day gift? And maybe I could put a booklet together of old photographs of me that a photographer took, and then you could J or D to 26-year-old Christina. Because you got to F 28-year-old Christina, which must have been pretty righteous. But now, you could relive those good times again.
With that booklet?
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking that there you are. And you know what would be cool, too?
Yeah.
Is if in, like, a decade our kids find it, and they're like, what's this?
Yeah, but you don't have, like, unless I'm... forgot a whole conversation we had. I don't think you have hardcore photographs, right?
Oh, no, but I can Photoshop my head or something.
Onto somebody?
Maybe.
Oh.
Or I thought you could just J or D to, like, I actually have some pretty great headshots with my tetas out more than they normally are.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, cleave.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, it's a pretty cool idea.
You like it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you make me a young Tommy book, and then I can... J my V to
flick
that.
Flick your bean to it?
Yeah.
Brown, 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 brown,
look,
brown,
you've
brown,
been
brown.
Dropping some hot pics on the gram lately.
Have I?
Of young Tommy.
Well, there's a reason, though. You know,
I know what the reason is.
Yeah.
But the response has been very positive
I
see.
Have I dropped a lot? I thought I dropped one.
Well, I liked it. Oh, there he is. There's the guy.
And by the way, I rewrote. The whole point of that was actually because I can't believe I used that headshot with that chest hair.
I know.
But I didn't want to, like, I thought it was too on the nose to say it, you know? And then everybody's, like, talking about the headshot. I'm like, no, it's the chest hair. The joke is the chest hair. I actually sent that out.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but let me tell you what sets you apart, though, is that all these effing sissy boys, these fuck boys, they're not rocking chest hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, some casting director saw that and was like, that's a fucking man, bro.
That's a 23-year-old person.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
You were very mature for 23.
I mean, with that chest hair, you have to be. Yeah, you can't be immature.
You grew into your chest hair fast. Yeah. You were the first man I ever was with that had that chest hair, boy.
Really?
Dude, 23-year-old boys don't grow a rug like that.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
It was gnarly. I liked it a lot, though.
I just, now when I look at it, because I laugh. I'm like, I just imagine casting directors getting this, and they're like, Jesus, this guy's chest hair, man. Doesn't he know to cover that up?
Yeah. They're fucking lost, though, right?
Yeah, big time. Big
stupid
time loss.
Bitches.
Yep.
Now look.
Yep.
You stupid cunt that didn't cast him in
anything. You fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah. Stupid bitch.
Yep.
Don't compliment that
bitch.
Don't
compliment that bitch.
God, that one goes in my head so often.
It's always there, right?
Don't compliment that bitch. I love that lane.
Don't compliment that bitch.
Yeah. I love that lane of TikTok guys that are like, number one, don't give her shit. Like Tom Lake is this school of treating women bad.
Yeah.
God, it makes me laugh. Yeah.
I spent $10 on a date. And that was his whole thing, is how little money he spent. He was always telling guys, like, stop spending money on women.
I know. There
That's
he
him.
Is. He's so
That's
gross.
The guy.
So disgusting.
That guy.
That guy.
That guy's like, I spent $10 on a date. Jesus.
Oh, he returns over the internet. Oh, shit. We got to get into Lakis again.
Actually, so look at that far left. That's him. Looks like he lost like 100 pounds.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He looks way better. He looks really good there.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. Yeah, his whole shtick was treating them like shit.
Yeah, it's a radio shtick, really.
Yeah,
you know, it's just an act.
I knew someone that worked in the same building as him, and he was like, "Yeah, that was all just an act." Like,
yeah,
oh,
of
really?
Course.
Yeah, look at that pose.
That's him.
Blow me up, Tom.
Yeah,
a great shtick.
He just figured out, because then the thing is, once you know that character, it's like a great sketch character. Yeah. Right? Once you know the character, you know how to answer any question as the character.
Yeah. That's so true.
When the caller would be like, hey, I'm dating this girl, and I don't know, she said she was going to be there last night. He's like, dump that bitch. And then he would just be, you know, he just knew his shtick.
He knew the character. Hold on, my favorite headshot.
What do you have?
This is my favorite. There's a lane of, like we did it as a joke on a podcast, but, like, when
I was like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
But, like, this guy... All the time. Yeah. I mean, we did it as a joke.
Oh, sunglasses.
But
on?
Like when that, I think it's because you look like shit. But then like the headshot.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You know, like blow me up. The other one is because you look good. I like when you do
the
it.
The other one like, is comics would do it. You can't do it with these mics. Is they put the mic to their ear? Is they're like being wacky with the microphone?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, do the headshot. Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. You gotta do headshots like this. Like, we should take bad comedian headshots.
And then they're like, that guy's naturally funny. Look at what he did with those sunglasses. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one good thing about, I was just, touring. I was at the LOL in San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
and they have newer headshots, like our generation of comedians.
Yeah.
And thank God we all knocked that shit off. Like, the 80s were totally corny cornballs, and now everybody's just like, nobody does that shit.
Now we know. Not to fucking put out a terror. But you don't know. You don't know actually when you start, I think. You know?
Don't know. You don't know shit. Don't compliment that bitch. You don't fucking know.
So this came in a little while ago. I've been so excited. This is a this is a clip that immediately I got so excited about.
Okay.
And I've had it for a minute, but I'm glad that we saved it for the new studio episode.
Oh, wow. Because
it's fucking amazing.
Oh, now you've got me intrigued.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's good.
Is he down?
We just killed.
Is he down?
We just killed a absolute freaking giant.
Is he down, Hunter? Is he down? Is he down? Is he down? Did you see him go down? Did you see him go down? Did you see him go down? Did you see him go? Did I smoke him? Did I smoke him?
He's so fucking emotional.
We got out here. Look at the meadow. This is why we came up here. We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow. Big, long, tall meadow. We've been slipping along here, just glassing. And all of a sudden, literally, I didn't even put my head net on. I'm like, we're just glassing these big, huge meadows. Is he down?
I might be Asperger's. I have a hard time reading emotions. Was
really?
Did I smoke him?
Was he sad or was he jazzed?
He's contained. Over excitement.
Oh.
So he is beyond thrilled.
Well, I thought he may have felt sad. Like, is he dead?
No.
No.
He's just like, I did it.
He's so stoked that he murdered an animal?
Yeah. He murdered a giant, apparently.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. He's like, you just got yourself a huge one. these dad boner hunters are like,
they're the best.
Because Just Glass is one of my favorite things of all time.
Yeah,
you know?
He's of course.
Out there. I mean, when he first gets it, he knows he got it here.
And he's iconic. Like,
no way. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick? Holy cow! Holy cow is right. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That guy's so stoked.
Oh, man. I mean, then it brought out, like, the glass and stuff.
Just glassing.
Just glassing. Yeah,
that
he was
exploded.
Great.
But this guy, come on, look at this again.
Is he down?
Is
he down?
Is he down? He's so happy.
And the guy's like,
is he down, Hunter?
Hunter?
Is he down? Is he down? Is he down? Did you see him go down? Did you see him go down?
I love it.
Did you see him go down?
This is Hunter's glass of form, you know?
Did I smoke him?
Yeah, he's going to come in his pants. He cannot believe it.
He's
never seen
so
anything
stoked.
Like Hunter's sincerity. Like, it is so genuine.
We got to get into this because I'd like to feel that level of excitement in my life.
I know.
That level of joy over killing an animal, it must feel great.
You want to do like a YMH hunting trip?
I'd love to do a YMH hunting trip.
Yeah.
Bro, we're in the state for it now. Let's go. We could hunt in my backyard probably. Don't they let you just do whatever you want?
Pretty
you probably
much.
Have to get a license at Walmart or some shit and just shoot stuff.
Yeah. It's not that hard here.
Not at all, bro. Yeah. We can go right now. Dude, let's hunt. I'd like to know what this feels like. What is he shooting though? Like elk? Well, you have to eat the meat.
The first one, the glassing guy got a moose.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to moose.
I don't think that it says in this one. We don't know. But it's something fucking huge.
Because I do want to eat the meat if we're going to cook
it. Yeah, of course.
I mean, kill it.
That's of course.
Yeah.
We're not going to hunt, you know.
And then just leave it. Gosh.
Yeah. Armadillos. We're going to.
There's so many.
Yeah, let's go after.
Armadillo meat.
A hog.
A hog would be dope.
Yeah, elk, moose.
I got a moose.
Got a moose.
What else?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's so fucking excited.
What else do you... this guy.
Yeah.
But I like him because he's like, yeah, he's so stoked. He's like, is he down?
Yeah.
Is he down? Do it again.
He cannot
Let's see.
Believe it. I know.
Is he down?
Is he down? Is he down?
Is he down? Is he down?
John. See, that guy got killed an absolute giant.
Is he down, Hunter?
Hunter.
Is he down?
He
got him.
He's great.
Is he down?
He's so
is he
sweet.
Down?
It's like a little
Did
boy.
You see him go down?
That's the thing. That's the thing is it reverts back to him being asking his dad, did I do it?
Aww.
Did I do good, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the thing dead that I shot?
I mean, he uses an arrow, a bow and arrow.
That's skill, for sure.
I feel like that's a fair-ish fight.
Why don't we just go out there with fucking AR-15s, though? Just light them up, you know?
Out of a helicopter?
Yeah. That now you're thinking.
Yeah.
We'll have those straps that, like, tie you in. We'll just
do, you know? Kill deer that
yeah.
way.
Just murder
like
a whole family
now.
Of deer. Just huge packs of deer dead.
What's that made me laugh?
There's a helicopter hog hunt.
Is there it is. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
A helicopter and an AR-15. Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, bro.
And it's in Texas.
Yeah, of course it's in Texas. Everything you want is in Texas.
Yeah.
Dude, literally anything you want to do,
Watch.
You can do here.
This episode's going to drop and someone's going to be like, I have your whole fucking trip planned. Yep, it's going to be awesome.
Y'all want to shoot some deer? Damn, that's a ram, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this? I don't even know my animals well enough to kill them.
Oh, they didn't stand a chance. Here's the thing, though. People go, man, that's fucking awesome.
That's gnarly.
They're like, that's not fair because you have helicopters. And guess what?
Yeah.
We're people.
Yeah.
That's
our
advantage. People get to use our resources.
Yeah.
If animals get helicopters, like if they start making helicopters, then they can fly helicopters too. But I haven't seen a single animal have the ingenuity to develop a helicopter.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
Get off a bridge and make it. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say you're stuck in the wild and, I don't know, a bear comes up to you and you're like, yeah, but the bear is 9 feet tall and it has huge claws and teeth. You're like, yeah, that's what the bear has.
That's the advantage of the bear.
I have a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why doesn't he make millions of dollars and buy his own fucking helicopter?
Yeah, because
stupid.
He's a fucking idiot bear. He's a
fucking idiot.
Yeah. So, no, it is fair.
Yeah. It's that's fair. True, Tom. You're right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, man.
God, you're so smart. I like when you think about stuff like this
I know.
For me.
Like, look at this fucking, like, let's imagine you're out in the wild and this bear comes up to you. You're in your Lamborghini.
Whoa. In your Lamborghini.
Shit! Mitch.
What's happening?
That's a little bear. That's not a big bear.
Yo, that ripped that guy's door off
the hinges. Oh, yep.
And that was not a lot of effort. It was like, geek.
And it looked like a cub. It doesn't look like a full grown bear. Ripped it. So here's the thing. If you're trying to tell me I don't deserve to use a helicopter when I'm going after that guy, I think you're an asshole.
Kind of see your side now.
Yeah.
You should only hunt with helicopters and AR-15.
Yeah. This is
it's not cool.
So it's fair.
Dude, that thing ripped the door clean off. How much force does a bear have? What do you calculate that? Is it force, Nadav? How much
strength?
Strength.
Or oh, like, how much like, force does it take to do that?
Yeah, like what is a bear's strength? How is that quantified?
That's a good question.
Like what's
you
the
know,
measurement?
You know what other
animals strength?
Can do that people don't realize? A chimp.
Yes. They rip fingers off. I've heard Joe Rogan discuss this.
When it comes to pure strength, the grizzly bear can lift over 500 kilograms.
I don't
that's
know,
over, that's over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. What? That's a car. That's a ton.
Yeah.
Right? 1,000 pounds is a ton, right?
No, 2,000 pounds is a ton.
Damn.
Yeah. In less than 24 hours, our conclusion was grizzly bear is equal to 2.5 to 5 times in human strength.
Depending on the human, too, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It can, okay, what is this?
How much force can a bear exert? It can close them?
Probably a mouth.
1,200 pounds per square inch, which is certainly enough totally to crush a human skull or snap the spines of very large prey, like an adult male elk. I do not assume that because a bear is strong and appears clumsy that you can outrun it. That's cool. So they're also...
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're still making the argument not to use a helicopter? It's fucking insane.
Do people eat bear meat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understanding bear weakness. Let's see. Bears are very short-sighted and have very poor peripheral vision. Hence the reason they stand on their hind legs to get a better view.
Oh.
They cannot stand erect on a steep grade. Their neck muscles and jaw structure provide more resistance for turning their necks. Yeah, here's the thing, man. If you're thinking about fighting a bear, it's not going to work out.
Don't.
That's obvious.
So what they're saying is bad vision, and it's like this. Like it can't really... Yeah.
But also that its mouth can crush your skull and rip your fucking spine out of it. Yeah, it's pretty.
There are no bears in Texas, right?
Yeah.
There's no Texas bears.
Yeah, there's Texas
bears. Where? In the desert?
I don't know.
Desert bears?
I don't know.
There's no bears in Texas,
no?
Right? Well, we have snakes. We have tons of snakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What animals do we, what are the predators here? I've heard that there are tigers
black
that
bear.
People own. Oh shit, there's Texas bears.
Mm-hmm.
They weigh 100 to over 350 pounds. Damn.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
That's not the big, that's pretty small.
Black
for a
bears,
bear,
yeah.
You know, like brown bears and grizzlies are much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a grizzly.
I'm pretty much right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is your animal.
Hmm?
You look so much like a bear.
Think so?
Yeah.
I feel like it.
Yeah, you are a bear. Your demeanor, you like scratches. I've walked in on you scratching your back against the wall like they do. Babe, what animal am I?
I feel like you're you're a bird.
A bird?
Yeah. You like being perched up high. You do.
That's true. I like to live high. I've always lived on like hills
or
stairs.
You always go
stairs.
Like this. You always go.
I do not do that.
Yeah.
I do not go like that.
Yeah, you're doing it right now.
Well, that's because I'm pretending. I'm an ostrich. Oh, I could be an ostrich.
Yeah.
I have a long, beautiful neck.
That you have that look in your eye all the time. You do.
I do look like an ostrich, actually.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
That's,
ready?
I feel like,
ready?
I feel like I get that
Tom,
look
ready?
Quite a lot. Very close.
I am, but my hair is kind of floofy like an ostrich, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's do this game. What animal is Nadav? I think he's like a beaver. He's got like a beaver face.
Hmm.
Let's see a beaver. Kind of
Let's
a
see.
Beaver.
Okay.
No?
I see it.
I think it's close.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these.
No, you're definitely
That's
not.
That's too cute.
You're not,
yeah, you're not that
cute. You're not that cute. Nobody's that cute in this office. Are you joking?
No.
No. I am an ostrich. Yeah, that's so funny. I never had that, but now that I see the picture, that's so accurate.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder if my
Fuck Joe Biden. Oh. That communist pedophile raped his fucking daughter. He sniffed kids. He raped them. He touched them. He filled them. He's a raping communist pedophile. He sniffs kids' assholes. He fucking fingers their buttholes. It's hard telling how many fucking kids the fucking Joe Biden is fucking ass raped.
I love politics because of this.
Yeah.
You know? Like the fact that you would.
Well, these are some serious allegations. Don't you think he should go on the major news outlets and let them know?
I think we're helping him. I think we're helping him get the message out there.
Remember when Hillary Clinton ate out Ryan Sickler licked his balls too? Those are some serious allegations.
You think I could forget that? Of course I remember.
I mean, we get intel like this. Yeah. You got to share this with the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy that this guy chose us as as to have this exclusive. You know?
Breaking news?
Yeah.
Whew, me too.
He's an ass-raping, child-abusing, molesting, communist, pedophile, demon motherfucker, and I hope that fucking pedophile, demon motherfucker Joe Biden burns in hell. Burn in hell, you fucking pedophile, jeez, incest, communist, daughter-raping motherfucker. Burn in hell, Joe Biden.
Quit calling me a chomo.
I'm sorry, didn't we rename these guys?
Oh, yeah. Minor attracted people.
Maps.
Yeah, maps. That got traction.
What do you mean?
People started talking about that. I've seen that now being discussed by other people.
Nah.
Yeah.
People are really considering renaming pedophiles.
Yeah, because so many people now are wanting to accommodate everybody.
I'm done.
And they're
dead.
They're new.
Well, here's the deal, man, is that the word pedophile, when you think about it, are you listening?
Yeah, what's that say? What's that first one say? The flag? What's this flag? We should know what the flag is.
Yeah, let's fucking burn it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This isn't a pride flag. It represents pedophiles. That's good to know.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a flag.
Yeah.
Good. Now I know where to fucking throw a bottle in someone's...
Look, and they're attempting to be a part of the LGBT community. So that's good to know.
This is super not happening.
Yeah, but especially if you're a part of that community, you should know that flag. So you know when someone's trying to, you know, be like, hey, me too, man. You know?
Me too. So anyway, the word pedophile, pedo meaning child, mm-hmm, file, philo, Greek, meaning love, a lover of children.
Yeah.
So the word is pretty descriptive.
The etymology of the
word. Of what it is already.
Clear, yeah.
So minor attracted
persons. They don't like the stigma attached to that word. Everybody gets all worked up whenever you say it. So
right. Yeah. So we want to rebrand these poor guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why? For what? For more acceptance in society?
And clearly,
like, this is not happening.
They're borrowing a scheme and colors from the pride flag.
Cool.
So it kind of looks, you know, like, oh, that looks like that flag. That's working, is what they're saying. But you should be aware of it.
I swear. And they're going to start now having feelings for murderers and rapists.
Please do not use gendered language.
But the reason you have people saying maps is because...
Yes.
Of
point of personal privilege,
these
people
idiots.
Like that.
I know.
Like, these idiots got the conversation accepted, where people are like, all right. And then now this shows you what ends up happening.
This is the natural extension of everybody being accommodated.
Yeah.
And another reason why it's taken months for us to finish the studio, we have had to build 300 different bathrooms to accommodate all the genders.
Yeah. That's fucking
retard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because every week someone adds a new gender, and now we have to build the bathroom to accommodate.
It's been expensive, too.
Very expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
Dama, Mappa, Pom Pom, Nori.
That's what you can call your mom and your dad. If they're.
I mean, I'm all for this era of feelings, too. I think it's nice that
feelings are good.
Finally, like, it's that. But this is, I think there's a limit, right, to who gets to have sympathy and feelings.
Don't we
cut it off at pedophiles?
Oh yeah,
and
you definitely,
rapists and murderers.
Yeah, them you don't really have to accommodate.
Like, we should castrate them and then study them.
Yeah,
so that we don't allow them in society.
Exactly,
but we should be savage with them. I don't think they deserve.
They don't deserve
a
to
rebranding.
Be treated like people.
No, they're not. They're pedophiles.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we should take a quick break because when we come back, we have the most exciting guest we've ever had in the history of this amazing podcast.
Don't compliment that bitch.
We will definitely not be complimenting that bitch.
That's where it spits.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We're back, and look, this is episode 1 from the new studio, and we thought we should come out with a banger of a guest. So we are very, very happy to welcome to the new studio, Jeans, right here in Austin, Texas, the great Cobra Tate.
Oh, my God.
Cobra Tate's here, everybody.
I don't understand why everyone.
I'm the first guest
stupid
of the
idiot.
New studio. You know I like 2 coffees. I'm sitting here with one.
That's fucked up, man.
But we did get you sparkling water.
Yeah, we didn't get you poor people water.
Okay, all right. You know, it's not so bad, yeah. But it's been a long flight. 2 coffees would have been nice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, get the fuck on it.
Unprompted, you dicks.
Yeah.
Clean.
Clean up.
But you know, I say these things and people really genuinely think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean everything I say.
That's what I love about you is that you really are just not afraid to say.
He's a maverick.
Yeah.
I'm a maverick. Yeah, that's exactly what I am. I'm hard to kill.
Yeah.
Like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
He's a maverick. He's Steven Seagal. He gets on the train. He Aikidos.
Yeah.
He does what he has to do. That's me. How am I going to let some... Okay, yes, you're beautiful, young lady. Of course. You're a very gorgeous woman. But I'm the big G. Well, you're not going to clean my house?
Yeah.
Right.
Something has to happen.
Well, let's talk about this. This is fascinating because we came across your videos a while ago and...
Thank you very much, sir.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Finally.
Fucking God.
Jesus. I was about to walk out the
door.
You
waited a long time for that.
They were fueling the jet. I'll have to tell them.
I will.
Slow down.
I apologize on their behalf.
So sorry.
It's fine, bro.
So I am a dumb bitch. How can I not be so stupid and keep my husband? I want to keep him happy. And I think all the women listening too, they want to know the secrets to a good relationship.
I'll tell you the secrets.
Yeah. I'm writing them down.
I'll tell you the secrets.
Let
me tell you the secrets.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm taking notes.
I don't think most women understand what men are looking for in general from life.
Okay.
And it's not just relationships. It's in general from life. I think, and when I say think, I mean I know, that men are biologically designed, we're evolutionarily hardwired to seek status. That's what we want. Men talk about wanting money. You don't want money. You want power. Mm. You want power. You want status. You want the fast car. You don't care about the car. You want everyone to know you have the car and they can't have the car. Right. If everyone had a Lambo, you wouldn't want a Lambo.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we want status. So every single thing we do is status driven to some degree.
It's true.
Meaning the female we are with has to add status to our lives in some form. That's why we like beautiful women, right?
Right.
But a beautiful woman who doesn't behave and doesn't obey isn't really much status.
Yep.
So when we're looking for status, we want a beautiful woman who is compliant because it's unique. And it's scarcity that provides value.
Right.
So if you want to keep your man happy, you need to think, how do I make my man look better to the world? How do I make him look better in front of other men? You know what? If I were to just make him two coffees and shut the fuck up,
yeah,
he's going to look like the big G. And he's going to be in love with me. That's what you have to do as a woman.
Well, let me just stop you real quick and say something. You got a lot of work to do.
Me?
Yeah.
I brought you two coffees this morning because you were coming in and I said, Tommy, here's your two coffees.
I'm just saying, he made a lot of sense. And just,
what are you fucking...
I'm just saying, keep taking notes. Don't even talk to me. Keep taking notes.
So give me some examples of how I can increase my status, therefore increasing his status. You mentioned the two coffees. Now, why do you request that? Let's go through the logic of that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Because it's a basic respect thing, right? And compliance is something which is going to increase the status of your man in front of other people.
Right.
And truthfully, it's not really a very big ask. The fact that it's basically pointless is the whole point of it. Mm-hmm. I drink one. I don't drink the other one. It's just a respect thing. It's doing something which is basically pointless to show you have respect for me. And that's not me being insecure or crazy or whatever. I have a lot of jobs as a man, and I make sure I fulfill my side of the duty fantastically. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm going to take care of us financially, et cetera, et cetera. So if I do my side of the bargain, I want your side of the bargain, which is I want to feel respected in the household.
Okay. So that's cooking meals, I'm assuming.
Well, truthfully, I eat out most of the time.
Yeah.
But this is actually one of the problems I have. I want you guys to feel sorry for me. Maybe with your big channel, we can start a charity and get some money going. Because you know what happens now?
What?
My life, you know, I'm flying on private jets. I'm eating all these restaurants. I'm driving all these supercars. And it's very hard for me to find a way for women to show me respect. Because they're just like on the jet, duh. I go to the restaurant, duh. They're in the club, duh.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean? And they're like, and most dudes are happy just to get me at pussy. Right. But like, who doesn't want to fuck me? So duh.
So how can she add, you know? And also too, I worry if I am too submissive, will he not respect me?
No. Get rid of that.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that stupid
that
shit.
That won't respect me crap. That's not real.
Is that real?
You know what? So many women say to me, you're so, Andrew, you know what? You're so rich, but you're smart and you're actually very intelligent. And I know you'd get really bored of a robot. And I'm sitting there thinking, bitch, I wish to God you were a robot. You better shut the fuck up. We talk about star signs? Oh, yeah, I'm so glad. Tell me more about Sagittarius rising, you idiot. I don't give a fuck. Give me a robot. All men want robots. That's all we want. Yeah. Four wives, robots, inshallah. Put the burqa on.
Yep.
What are you talking about? We don't care. Two coffees. Yeah. That's it. It's nice and easy. There's no such thing as too submissive. There's no such thing. I'm never going to look at a beautiful woman who does everything I say and go, you know what? You do too much of what I say. I want to go get some disagreeable bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
On one planet.
Exactly. But Cobra, let me tell you what you're saying. If there's truth to it, and judging by my husband's reaction, listen, we've had world famous comedians sit across from him. He's never spit coffee out of his nose like he just did for you.
It's because it's like, you know what it is? Sometimes you see these videos of these guys that are lost and then they walk into a church. And then the preacher says like the exact right thing from the Bible. And the guy's like, oh, my God, this is what I needed. Yeah. I feel the same way right now. I feel like.
Yeah. I love to hear that, friend. Yeah, I love to hear that. Thank you.
It's really good to have you here. And
what
speaking, if I could be, I don't know, to borrow from them, I think you're kind of speaking the gospel right now.
Well, truth is, you know what's crazy about all of this? Because when people attack my views, what they don't understand is that the relationships I'm describing are not just perfect for the man. Women are absolutely happy serving a man they respect. Women are absolutely happy saying, you know what? I know I have the best man on the planet and I know I make him happy. Women are happy with that.
Yeah, that's true.
They're far more happy with that than they are working some fucking career.
Yeah.
And some garbage. Oh, I have thoughts and opinions and a job.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Have kids. Dumb sit bitch. At home. Be quiet. Make coffee.
Yeah.
And it makes everybody happier in the long run. It's good for everyone. I don't know how this is even controversial anymore.
Right. But Cobra, might I interject that if women were truly happy doing that for so long, maybe this whole women's lib thing, how did that come about?
That's a psyop from the New World Order. They're deliberately trying to turn women against men. They have to divide the peasants. That's the only way the elites can retain control. They turn the blacks against the whites, the Democrats against the Republicans, the women against the men. It's all a psyop, and they do it purposefully. Listen, a revolution is nothing more than men standing in one place and saying this shit has to change. The reason there's no revolution, despite the absolute tyranny we experience here in the Western world, is because most men aren't allowed out the house because their wife will get mad at them. You have to be home at 10 o'clock. Come home. Yeah. You're not allowed out.
But what about the kids? Should he be home?
Sure, you should be home for your kids. But my point is, you're not going to feel like a king or feel brave enough to go and rebel against the New World Order if you don't even feel in charge of your own house.
That's
if you're not a king in your own house, then how are you a king anywhere else, right? And the law is set up in a way in the Western world.
Like that.
The law is set up in the way in the Western world where men have absolutely zero power. Most men are clinically depressed, working jobs they hate in sexless marriages, and they know they can't leave because they lose the house and they lose the kids and they lose everything else. So they don't have time to be concerned with anything that's actually happening in the world. They keep us divided and distracted. And empowering females is the easiest way to weaken the will of men.
Mm.
What happened when the Romans conquered the Greeks? The first thing they did was kill all the fighting age males. And we live in a world now where they are deliberately killing the fighting age males. They're killing the spirit, the warrior spirit inside of men. And they're doing that by motivating females and empowering them to the point where they're going to sit there and go, you know what? I'm a feminist. You can't tell me what to do. I'm allowed to go out with my friends. He's just my friend. I'm allowed to sleep at his house and drink vodka. Oh, I only sucked his dick. What's the problem? You know what? Fine, we get a divorce. I'm taking the fucking house.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yep. How do you feel about women serving in the military and stuff like that?
I think that's the biggest mistake a female could possibly make. Why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah.
One, you're shit at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anyone who's out here who's actually been through something, as I have, knows that when the fight goes down, you need the women protected in a way. You don't need the screaming in your ear, right? So they're shit at it. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And the second thing, it's part of the psyop. They're masculine. In the Western world, they are trying to turn females masculine. It's not an accident. None of this is an accident. All of this is done very, very purposefully. And it's to destroy the will of man. The reason I feel compelled to say the things I say and do the things I do, etc., is because I live in a country where there is no femme-centric government that's going to come and destroy me. And also in my relationships with females, there's no woman telling me, Andrew, just put the mask on. Andrew, just be quiet. Andrew, it's late. Don't lose your job. Andrew, the kids, blah, blah, blah. They're just sucking men down the pit.
So hold on. Do you mean to tell me that Cobra Tate will not be married, will not be tamed?
It's not about being tamed or married. I don't believe in marriage in terms of an institution, not because I am against the idea of loving a woman, but I'm so anti-government. I don't want them to have anything to do with me, especially where my dick goes. So fuck them.
Yeah.
So I refuse to sign the piece of paper because I just don't want to deal with governments more. Okay.
So there won't be a Mrs. Cobra Tate.
If I meet a woman and point.
Yeah. You.
She's Mrs. Cobra Tate.
Yeah.
I don't need the government to give me any kind of fucking approval.
Have you met a woman yet that you go,
what do you
Mrs.
mean? That's
Cobra.
All I fucking do. What are you talking about? I'm just bump. You got a sister, bitch?
Bump.
Wow.
Wait, what the, you think I'm playing games?
Do you think
I'm playing games?
Do you ever worry that a woman just is with you for the wrong reasons, and therefore do you ever hide how successful you are? You know what I mean? Like, just to see like what happens when like the Lambo's in the garage.
That's a good question, and I think you have to look at it under a different frame.
Okay.
If she's only with me because I am tall, strong, rich, and successful, mm-hmm. and smart, and interesting, and charismatic, and humble,
and funny,
yep. If she's only with me for those things, and I'm only with her because she's beautiful and shuts the fuck up, who's more shallow?
Truth. You.
So who cares?
Right.
Right. So I'm not going to be gold dug because I'm not an idiot. Like no girl's going to come to me and say, "Give me money."
Yeah.
If I decide to buy her a present for her birthday, it's my prerogative.
Right.
I'm not stupid. I'm not a punk. But I think that this whole idea of shallow is kind of hard to define, right? Some go, they're only with you because you're rich and tall and gorgeous. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What else are they going to be with me for? Like, right, duh, right. I'm only with her because she's gorgeous too.
Yeah.
It's normal. That's human nature.
So hold on, though. Have you had a serious relationship?
I have many concurrent serious relationships as we speak.
Are you poly?
No, because that means they can talk to other dudes. That's fucking haram. That's atrocious. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Throughout the majority of human history, female promiscuity has been absolutely frowned upon. Only in the Western world we're going to pretend it's an okay thing. Every single culture since the dawn of human time and every single place on the planet has said that female promiscuity is disgusting to the point where females were executed for it.
Yeah.
And most of the world today.
As they should be.
Get the rocks.
Yeah.
Abdul?
Yeah. Get the rocks.
Get the rocks. Yep. In most of the world today, it's still frowned upon. It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Whereas every single king and sultan and sheikh since the dawn of human time had multiple women. Men are allowed multiple women. Women are not allowed multiple men. Because if a woman has multiple men, you cannot ensure paternity. And the modern science of the devil, just because we can work out how the dad is, doesn't mean the actions are acceptable.
That's true.
Under the will of God. I can walk and have 10 wives behind me. That's perfectly acceptable.
So hold
if
on.
A woman has 10 men, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely vile.
Yeah.
Females should not talk to any man besides her brothers, her father, and the man she's with. If she truly loves me, she should want as much help as possible to cater to me and serve me and make me coffee. She should encourage me to get more wives.
Amen.
Sounds like Sharia law is your... Wait, so
I'm a Christian.
Have you ever... What's the longest you've been in a monogamous situation?
Monogamous?
No.
So wait. You mean her being monogamous to me or me being monogamous to her?
The latter. Ever happened? Will it ever happen?
I don't see the point. I don't see the advantage.
Children.
I can have children while fucking another bitch. Watch me.
But here's the deal, man. But they will drain your finances. Multiple baby mamas.
No. He's got it.
Nobody drains my finances. I'm the big G. I don't think you understand. You cannot drain the big G's finances. The biggest mistake you could possibly make, the biggest mistake a female could possibly make is trying to go to war with me. She could come and say, please, can I have this? The baby needs diapers, whatever. Maybe. Okay, fine.
Maybe.
But if you were to... Yeah, maybe. That little fucker can shit on the floor for free.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come to me with like a legal letter or something, you're going to get crushed. Decimated.
Oh my God.
I'm petty.
I'm terrified
and I'm rich.
Of you. Yeah.
I will do anything it takes to not pay you. I'll go to the jungle. I'll burn it all. I'll sit there broke myself. Everyone's going to starve. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Do you ever get sweet with a lady?
When you're... What do you mean? I am
sweet. Do you ever... You know, is there ever like a tender? With a lady alone, is there ever a toned down version of this guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not that I'm some psycho and I don't believe that men and women should be in love. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I should be allowed to have a bunch of chicks and do whatever I want. And she should obey. And if she will do that, then I absolutely will love her. Why wouldn't I? Right. Love is a real thing, and love is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just so full of love, I need more than one woman.
Maybe.
I think that's really the case.
And you're such a virile man that one... Hey, you have to lean into the mic more, Milo.
Sorry.
Push it towards you. You're too virile to be tied down.
Well, it's just... I just don't see the advantage. I really do believe that if any man... This is a red pill most people don't want to accept. But if any man... If you were to get any man on the planet and say to him, you have a wife and she loves you and she's going to remain loyal to you and you can still fuck around with other women.
Wow.
Do you want that, yes or no? If any man's honest, he's going to say yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's the game. So I'm in a fortunate enough situation where I managed to pull it off, right? I don't pull it off with money or anything else. I meet beautiful young ladies who look at me and go, you know what? Andrew, you're such a special individual. You're such an amazing character that I accept. It's like when, all right.
Yeah.
You like cars, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. If you buy a McLaren, you accept that half the time it's going to fucking break for no reason. It's just a pain in the ass. If you want something reliable, you get a Toyota. If you want something sexy as fuck that comes with a bunch of problems, you get a McLaren. I'm the McLaren. You chose
me,
bitch.
You are the McLaren.
You chose me. Yeah. I'm not going to act like a Toyota. I'm the McLaren. So you're just going to have to accept what comes with me.
Yeah.
You are a McLaren. That's really good. That's accurate.
It's a good analogy. No?
It is a really good analogy.
I use that to Romanian bitches don't even speak English. Like, McLaren? Yes, bitch. McLaren.
That's all they
now, shut
hear.
Up.
So what's your, can I ask you this? Because there's a lot of dudes. This is a primarily male audience.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, they look for guidance. They look to some of the guests that have spectacular careers. A lot of them, you know, are like, hey, I need a little bit of help. Like, I'm a little lost. What's like your advice to a guy who's whatever? He could be coming out of university or in his 30s, but he's like looking for a little direction. How do you start off, get centered to become successful, you know, get money, get bitches? Like, what would you tell them?
I can answer that question in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. There's like 10 different answers I can give. But I think truthfully in the world we're living in now, I use this analogy a lot. Maybe I overuse it, but you need to find a way to some degree to escape the matrix. Mm-hmm. And I say the matrix because the matrix, the way it is designed.
And you're not just talking shit because you've actually done that.
I've escaped the matrix.
Yeah.
I've literally escaped the matrix in nearly every form. So any form of oppression no longer applies to me. I'm uncounseled. I can't be canceled. No, I can say what I want. My finances are secure. I've escaped the matrix. And when I talk about the matrix, it primarily applies to men because men are the backbone of the slave force. We always have been and always will be. And unfortunately now, if you're a law-abiding man inside the matrix, your future and the life that is laid out for you is nothing but depressing. You're going to go to school. You're going to get in debt. You're going to get a job. You're going to get a wife. Divorce is coming. You're going to lose the house eventually. Your job's shit. Inflation's outpacing your wages. You're going to work, work, work. No one's going to appreciate it. Now you're old and your life's over. That is the matrix for 99% of men. And you need to find a way to escape it. And I guess I was kind of fortunate from a young age. I always knew that the matrix was coming and that the system is designed to oppress. The people who make the rules do not make the rules for the benefit of us. They make the rules for the benefit of the people who make the rules. And I knew that. And I think every person intrinsically knows that. Like if it's 4 a.m. and you're sitting in a gas station and a Lambo pulls up, you're probably thinking drug dealer or criminal. You're not thinking, oh, he definitely went to school.
Yeah.
No. That's so everyone knows this, right?
That's true.
So you have to find a way to escape the matrix to some degree.
Well, wait, let me stop you. When you say you intrinsically knew this, I feel like a lot of people would assume that somebody is giving you some guidance too. Like, did you have somebody that was, you know, I mean, kind of laying some of this out to you, like a male figure that was informing you a bit?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have the most fantastic father on the planet.
So my
dad did make a lot of things very clear to me from a young age. My father was a chess grandmaster.
Yeah.
And he was a nomadic individual. So he lived in a car or in random hotels and floated around the world playing chess.
Man, these chess grandmasters are all like so smart that becomes like a common thing.
They're so smart that they're socially weird.
Yeah.
So like my father was socially strange, but he was a genius. And on top of that, he's like a 6'4" black dude. So it's very unusual, like a chess grandmaster, but he's also physically intimidating.
Yeah.
But he's also socially weird. So he's a kind of weird guy to be around.
Yeah.
But he was nomadic and, he was just hustling. Sometimes he'd have to go down the local chess park and just hustle for dollars to eat. Mm. And other times he's beating grandmasters for 20, 30 grand paychecks. So it's kind of, it was an interesting life. And he taught me a lot about the fact that the system is absolutely broken. It's designed to oppress. And that the majority of people who stick to the rules are going to lose. I don't want to sit here on a podcast that goes out to this many people and encourage anyone to break the law in any form.
Of course.
But the idea of the law-abiding citizen has been decimated in real time. In the last two, three years ago, you could stand there and proudly say, I'm a law-abiding citizen. The last 2 years, if they have not taught you that being a law-abiding citizen is going to turn you nothing into a fucking experiment for big pharma, then you're an idiot. You can no longer obey the law. And I'm not saying you have to break the law, but you need to find a way to do what the elites do, which is bend the law.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer sit there and go, I'm just going to follow the rules and it's going to be okay. No, it isn't. And if you're a man, it's your job to find a way to not be sticking to those rules enough to escape the matrix and become free. Because what's actually most crazy about this period of history is that it's actually the easiest time in human history to become rich. And the reason for that is because there's so many people inside the matrix being destroyed. Money has to go somewhere. I've made so much money during COVID. It's absolutely incredible, right?
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people got lucky. They buy a crypto coin, it fucking goes up 100x and this kind of crap.
That's
like, there's
wild
money just flowing around the world.
May I ask, because the audience, we've been following you, and how do you generate your income? Are you fighting? So, we know you're a fighter.
I was a fighter. So there's my two primary sources. I have three primary sources of income. Wait, three, four. I'm thinking of which ones I'll tell you about.
Yeah.
Four. I have four primary sources of income that I'm prepared to disclose to the world.
Sure, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
The first thing is I own some casinos in Romania.
Fantastic.
The story of how I opened them is long, but I'll make it very, very short. There was a guy who owns 400 casinos, three brothers, mafia guys. They own 400 casinos throughout Eastern Europe. I came up to him and said, look, I want to do a franchise with you. They said, we're not interested in franchises. We have enough money. We just open them ourselves. We turn over 10 million euros a day. Why do I need your franchise? Eventually, I came up with a plan. I said, look, how about this? I'll open up your locations directly next to your biggest competitor. So I'll go to war for you next to the competitor. Worst case, the location doesn't pay any money, but at least it takes money from your competitor. I'll give you a percentage of turnover. So even if it doesn't make profit, you make money. I'll take all the financial risk. They agreed. I started opening up next to their biggest competitor. I actually did something that's kind of funny. What I tried to do was find ones in between their competitor and a Starbucks. I'd open in the middle and then I'd offer loads and loads of free coffee with a barista and a sexy chick. Mm-hmm. So instead of going to Starbucks, you could just take your money, go get free coffee and gamble.
Nice.
And I ended up making a bunch of money. I took his competitor down, bang, bang, bang. So I opened them up. That's the first thing. That's the first one. The first ways I made
that's what's
good
up,
business.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Tight.
Yeah. I'll do that. Second, my brother runs a company that manages girls on OnlyFans. So a female without instruction is headed for destruction. Women are intrinsically lazy.
Yep.
Intrinsically. If you show a man how to make $1,000 in an hour, he'll think, I can make $24,000 a day. If you show a woman how to make $1,000 in an hour, she'll think, I only have to work 3 hours a week because they are fucking lazy.
Stupid bitches.
Lazy.
Guys are entitled and fucking lazy.
Yep.
Absolutely. So my brother comes along.
You just had that on deck.
Yeah.
So my
brother comes along and says, listen, you're making a little bit of money. You're a fine Caucasian of the wrong persuasion. The men think you're handsome. They should pay your ransom. We're going to change it up. You're going to listen to me. I'm going to install some structure and some discipline in your fucking life. Yeah. And you're going to make some real money. And I'm going to get a percentage. So my brother runs an OnlyFans agency. I'll be honest. My brother's making $200,000 a month from OnlyFans. Casino's making more than that. And then I've got an online school, actually, called Hustlers University. I have a university online. And
really?
And I teach people how to make money with 18 modern wealth creation methods.
So that's okay.
That's cool as shit.
So how can somebody sign up for that?
That is on CobraTake.com. You can see it. It's called Hustlers University. It's $49 a month. Mm. And I teach 18 modern wealth creation methods on how to make money. And I do this not because I'm a philanthropist. I want everyone to understand this is not philanthropy. I'm not trying to be a nice guy, and I'm certainly not trying to make money. But I genuinely believe we're living in a pivotal period of human history.
Yeah.
I believe that things are about to get a lot worse before they get better.
Yes.
And I believe that anyone who thinks like me and is aligned with me and understands about the global enslavement, if they're going to be on my team, I want them to be rich. Money gives you power. Yeah. So I am teaching anybody who will listen to my videos and understand what I'm saying and doesn't hate me how to make as much money as possible, because when the time comes and the battle call is made, I need rich people around me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Hustlers University is about. So it's right there. We teach everything about how to make money from cryptocurrency,
and
e-commerce,
anyone, can
stocks,
a woman sign up for this?
Anybody.
Okay.
Oh, a woman can do this.
I will allow females into my program for the moment.
Yeah.
Women fucking stupid.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yes.
They struggle with the reading and the work. You know,
that's
they're
what I was
like,
going to say.
They're
if
like,
they can read.
But they try their very best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're hot, they can get a private class.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But otherwise, fuck them. So that's Hustlers University. I teach 18 modern wealth creation methods. There's me and there's 17 other professors in there teaching how to make money. It's only $49 a month. We have about 6,000 students. So that's doing well.
So you are making some real money, man.
I'll be honest. I make $2 million a month, something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
A really good, it's a good living.
Good
I do all right.
You.
I do all right. And then I also have, the last thing I'll talk about is the War Room. And the War Room is my own secret society.
What's that?
It's a secret society.
Like Illuminati type shit?
Correct. So the War Room is for men who... The Hustlers University is about money, and the War Room is about everything else outside of money. It's for everything that is not money. If you, once you start making money, you realize there's so much more to life than money. If you need to go to Moscow during a lockdown and you need a business visa, who do you call? You call the War Room, right? Yeah. It's one of those things. So we have a secret society. We operate all around the world. We have over 3,000 members in 72 countries.
No, no bitches allowed in this.
No though. Females.
No.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I see all those cigars. Girls don't, yeah.
Do you suck dick on demand?
Do you know why I smoke cigars?
Why?
Because they raise your testosterone level.
Really?
Hey, man, I smoke cigars. I didn't
too.
Even know that.
I have a friend right away. Yeah. Here I was thinking I was going to be under fire.
Yeah.
Turns out I made friends in Texas. This
oh,
is amazing.
No. Tom loves you.
Oh,
he's,
perfect.
He's nodding his head. His neck is practically going to break. Yeah. He's like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you, leave, coffees, you leave tonight, right?
They're fueling the jet. I mean, when I first got here, I had the one coffee. I said fuel the jet. Now the jet's, the fuel's going in, so I'm probably going to have to bounce.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad.
It's a shame, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
But I'll be around. Look, I'm around the world. I'm here, I'm there. I'm around. Okay. I'm around. But anyway, sorry for ranting on and on about the global enslavement of man, but you know what? No, I'm not fucking sorry for anything.
Yeah, of
course. If you're a man, with any level of testosterone level, and you've been witnessing what's been happening in the world in the last 2 years, I struggle to sleep at night. Like, literally what's happening is fucking crazy. And I'm struggling to sleep. And I'm an individual with $50 million who can hide and disappear. If I was Joe Schmo, I'd be scared. You're out here. They're lying to you about the inflation rate. You're not getting a pay rise. Like, what? Where's your panic? Yeah. People are not panicking. They lack perspicacity.
Ooh,
they're not paying attention to anything.
Google perspicacity.
It's the ability to be perceptive.
Oh, shit.
And they're not paying attention to anything. And they're just sitting there waiting for the fucking steamroller. You think in 10 years from now, things are going to be better? Mm-hmm. Like, what's out of you out of your fucking mind? Mm. You need to prepare for this. And the whole idea of prepping in the old traditional sense of buying a bunch of food and hiding in the forest and the cabin in the woods, that ain't going to work either. Mm. You need a global network. You need a secret society. You need places you can hide. You need money, and you need the ability to bounce. That's what you need. That's what I have, right? But I don't know how fucking Joe Schmo's even functioning in society nowadays, because I'd be furious. I'd be like, what the fuck? You tell me inflation 7%? That's a lie.
So you feel like most of those people are just not like alert. They're not awake, right? They're just kind of following along.
We suffer. The modern world suffers from a bout of cowardice. The average man in the world today is just a fucking coward. It's not that he doesn't pay attention. It's not that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's that if he pretends it isn't there, it's ostrich shit.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just going to hide. Oh. I don't know what to do, so I want to hide from it. It can't possibly be true. No, they can't possibly have lied about that.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No. It's all cowardice, right? Yeah. Because you're a coward. Because when you accept the realities, now you need to do something. You're implored to act. Yeah. They don't want that. So we're suffering from a massive pandemic of cowardice. That's the only pandemic in the world today. I see it. Men say it all the time. Well, it's not that bad. You know it's that bad. You're just too pussy to admit it because you don't know what to fucking do about it.
That's the thing, though, is that they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell them what to do. Join Hustlers University. Get some money. Join the war room. Prove yourself amongst a society of men which are doing something. Look, we're not breaking any laws. Fucking FBI. You can join as much as you want. All we're doing is we're sitting around men who understand. I'm a chess player, right? My father was a chess player. I truly have no intention of changing the world. I have no political affiliation. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I'm not right. I'm not left. I don't believe in changing the rules of the game. I believe in winning. Mm. In chess, when you look at the board, you don't sit there and go, I'm losing. I wish a pawn could move that way. That's stupid because that's not the game.
Right.
What I do believe in saying is, okay, I'm fucked, but what's the best possible move?
Yes.
And what you'll actually notice is a grandmaster, you play a grandmaster at chess. He is sticking to the same rules as you. He's within the same constraints, but he will destroy you because he has a better understanding of the rules. I'm not out to change any rules. My society is not out to change any rules. The society can stay exactly as it is, can be as corrupt as it is. Don't give a fuck. I have no political affiliation. I don't care who's president. Don't care. All I care about is analyzing the chessboard and making the most intelligent move for myself and my people.
Well, life is too short for you to change the whole system. You're not going to do it in this lifetime or the next.
By the way, did your father teach you how to play?
Yes.
Oh,
so that
no
must
shit.
Have been a crazy.
Yeah, but I'm
experience.
Still. Yeah, it is. But you know what? What's truth? It's kind of upsetting to some degrees. I'm still crap. Like I'm good, but I'm shit.
Right.
Because I could play any normal person and smoke them.
Yeah.
In ELO and chess terms, I'm around 1800. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. Mm-hmm. But my father was a master. He was like 2500. And it's amazing how good these people are at chess. My father used to beat me at chess from the other room.
Wow.
So I'd have the board. He'd be cooking dinner. I'd say E4, C5, Knight F3, Knight C6. And he'd just read it out while cooking dinner and smoke me without looking at chessboard. It's incredible. Yeah.
And then when you moved to the UK, though, because I'm interested in this, you got into kickboxing, right? You got into fighting.
Well, it's a logical jump, no?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Most chess guys, you're like, I don't want to fuck with this guy. He'll kick my ass. But like, how did you stumble into fighting?
I lost my chess coach because my father stayed in America. Mm-hmm. So I lost my chess coach and I decided to do something that's similar. And to me, chess is war. Kickboxing is war. It's one-on-one. There's no luck. There's no team that's there to help you or save you. And you have to be ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
You have to crush your opponent. Absolutely. And also another thing about chess and fighting that's completely the same is if you lose, somewhere you made a mistake. There's no luck involved.
Right.
Doesn't matter how good you were doing. There's no such thing as a lucky punch. If he catches you and you go, he's training to punch people in the face. He just punched you in the face.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a lucky punch.
Yeah.
If you lose at some point in life, I was about to apply it to life. If you lose at some point in chess, you made a mistake. If you lose in fighting at some point,
you made a mistake.
And in life, I believe if you lose at some point in life, you got complacent, you made a mistake. Even with a complete black swan event like COVID, if you're going to allow yourself to be completely decimated and you did not have any kind of preparation plan mm-hmm. or any kind of network that could help you or any kind of moves to make, you made a mistake. So mm-hmm. I apply that. So when I couldn't play chess anymore, I thought, well, everything I love about chess, I'm confined in fighting. So I started beating people up.
Did you figure out, because fighting is one of those things that's interesting. You know, the younger you start, the better chance you have. So, but then it's kind of one of those, like with most athletics, you figure out pretty quickly whether you have a skill for it. You know what I mean? Like you could try something, you're like, oh, I'm just average at this. Were you a natural fighter?
I was good at it right away.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, I started when I was like 17. I've had 87 fights, a lot of fights.
Yeah.
Have you broken someone's bones?
Have I broken someone's bones? I've broken a bunch of bones.
How does that feel?
Great.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, I'm being serious.
I don't give
the first
fuck.
Time you broke somebody's bones, were you like, was it rad? Was it like a hunter when they kill a big moose?
No, you know what it is? So there's a video, if you can actually find it, if you go to YouTube and you look in my highlight reel, there's a video of me fighting in Macedonia in the World Championships. I was representing the USA and I fought a German fighter. If you type into to YouTube Andrew Tate highlights, it'll come up, and there's me against a German guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I knocked him out badly, seeing him on the floor was that's it the top one seeing him on the floor you'll scroll through you see a guy in German shorts seeing him on the floor was kind of cool. But you know what was much cooler? seen the look on his wife's face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because I know she left him. Well, you just saw your man get beaten the fuck out of. Yeah. Well, you're going to suck his dick. No.
There you go.
Here we go. So watch in about 45 seconds from here, you'll see. But yeah, it's primal. Like once you've done fighting, you can't beat anybody at anything else because, oh, I beat him at basketball. Well, who fucking cares? A ball in the net. Like who gives a shit, right? Beating a dude up is different.
Yeah.
So like it kind of destroys all other sports because everything else is boring.
Absolutely. Yeah. But then the fight is like it's primal. It's the
Here we go.
You said there's nothing. There you go. Oh Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Look at his strut. Did you see his strut?
But you also
the walk away is the best, dude.
Yeah, fuck him. Boom. Pussy. Now when I go to Germany, they tell me to put the vaccine, you need your vaccine passport. I'm like, listen, you didn't see what I do the last fucking Germany. Talk shit. Shut the fuck up. I mean, you know what's funny as well? Because money protects me. Let me tell you, I was in Munich and the police are walking around, mask, mask, mask. I pull up to the Kempinski in a fucking Ferrari 812 Superfast. I walk in the reception. Sir, would you like a mask? No, I would not. Thank you. Keep walking. And I noticed that money protects you, right? When you're a big dude walking with confidence, pulling up in a $300,000 car, staying in the penthouse, they're more scared to tell you to do things than if you're just Joe Schmo. I know they shouldn't be, but they are.
They are.
The staff are like, oh, who the fuck's that guy? I'll just let him. He doesn't wear one. But the average person, they're over there, mask, 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 mask. Yeah. Me and my brother, we've walked around and broke every single fucking COVID restriction since the dawn of this shit. All of it. We just walk around saying, make me. I'll call the police. Call them. By the time they get here, I'm bouncing. I'm gone. I walked into a fucking coffee shop in Germany. I was like, bro, latte. He goes, you need a mask. I said, there's only you and me in here. Are you scared of COVID? He goes, no, but it's the rules. I said, have Germans not yet learned about blindly complying with governments? Have you read a history book?
No.
Oh, I said, there's no police here. Stop shitting yourself. What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
But you're such a fucking coward. Make my coffee. No wonder you're a barista, you pussy. Fucking unbelievable. I had to cuss this German guy out, tell him he's a bitch. Get back in the fucking McLaren. Get a drive-through coffee. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
That is insane.
It's fucking insane.
It's insanity.
It's just male cowardice.
And by the way, you are so right about anytime. You don't even have to be wealthy to do this. If you walk through a place with your shoulders back and your head high, it doesn't matter. And you just walk with purpose.
Yep.
Anybody who tries to give you an instruction, if you're just like, I don't think so, then there'll be most of the time they'll be like, okay, I'm not supposed to talk to that person.
99% of the time. And that's how all this shit ends. I said this to someone. Someone came to me and said, what do we actually do about this? I said, listen, don't get kicked off flights. Don't get put on no-fly list. No.
Yeah.
If you have to wear a mask, wear a mask. My argument is very simple. Don't put one on first. Make them have to come and tell you. Then say, I don't have one. Make them go and get one. Make them go and bring it back. Then hang it off your ear and still don't wear it. Sir, over your mouth and nose. Okay, then put it on your chin. And just make it so fucking difficult.
Yeah.
If everyone did that, they'd give up. But no, I see all these good little slaves, before they even go in the store, finding a mask in their car. I wonder why I'm broke. Because you live inside the slave system. You're living in the slave mine.
Dude.
You're a peon, a peasant. You're an ant in the fucking ant farm. You don't think for your fucking self.
True.
It's crazy.
But the slave mentality feels empowered now by canceling people they're envious of, by commenting and wanting to silence people that have an opinion.
Correct.
So now that is a form of power. Now slaves have united.
But this is what's dangerous about the world. This is what people don't understand. And this is what my society discusses always, is that throughout history, the way humanity got here is that it was the biggest, strongest alphas of society that were in charge of society.
Yes.
We now live in a world where it's the beta male tech programmers that rule the world. Uh-huh. And if you give a bunch of betas power, they're going to abuse it worse than anybody. Have you ever given a weak man power? You see what they do with it? Because they've never felt powerful. You can give me power. We talk about all the shit I do with women on a serious level, right? If a woman trusts me and she gives me power over her in a relationship, I'm going to take care of her in every single way. I'm not going to fucking abuse her. I felt powerful my whole life. I kicked the shit out of dudes. I'm never going to hit a chick. Why would I, right?
Right.
You give a beta male power, look what they do. Because they've never felt powerful. And men have a natural masculine imperative for power. Everything we discussed earlier. We talked about men want status, right? So you give weak men power, they're going to exploit it. And the weakest members of society are now becoming the most powerful members of society. And they can control fucking information. It's the end of the world. This is the end of the fucking world. This is not a joke. This is the end of the fucking world.
Well, it's the feminization of the world.
Absolutely.
So this is the going to be, now it's the era of feelings. Everybody's feelings matter. And like you said, the beta male is coming to power. So what's going to happen?
Well,
what do you see
I'll tell
happening?
You, the feminization of the world is absolutely destructive to the Western world because there's never been a successful matriarchy in the history of humanity.
No, not true. What about England?
Queen
Victoria.
Having a female in charge is different than a matriarchy. When I talk about matriarchy, I mean, on average, in the household, the man was in charge. On average, men were in charge of the society on average. You could have a female head of state. But on average, it was the men who were ruling society. The men were in charge of
working and providing. Women
yeah, the
run
women
the
were
house,
listening to the men on average.
Right.
That's
right.
My point, on average. Right, right, right. So I've had this argument with a feminist before. She's like, oh, well, we've never tried matriarchies. We've only tried patriarchies, blah, blah, blah. And I said, listen, bitch. Yes, they have been tried. But the problem
bitch.
Is this. The problem is this.
Yeah.
The closer you are to the base level of survival, the more people naturally revert to their gender roles. If 10 men and 10 women were on a boat and they got shipwrecked, the men would instantly start shelter, fire, hunting,
yes.
and the women would start doing the women things. When you get rid of all the crap and all the society and all the programming, people revert to their gender roles. The reason we do that is because it gives us the best possible chance of survival. That's why in poor countries where survival is harder, people are closer to their natural gender roles.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
So that makes sense as a whole. So this feminist is saying to me, oh yeah, but we've never tried a matriarchy. I said, no, I'm sure it's been tried. The problem is it's very, very difficult to survive under a matriarchy. It's not the natural gender roles. And the matriarchies that did exist in humanity, I'm sure they existed. The reason we don't discuss them is they never even got a chance to create any history because they were fucking decimated by the patriarchies. There is no, what is the statistical odds? Someone at home, some feminist, if you can do some fucking math, you bimbo, work this out. What are the odds of every single society since the dawn of human time all across the planet being run by men? All of them. This is not an idea that could have spread. You had the Aztecs and the Mao dynasty. They didn't fucking talk. This is every single civilization that we can ever possibly name or discover, men were in charge. The reason for that is because all the ones where women were in charge got fucking wiped out because they're not competitive. So what happens is, and they lose to patriarchies. So what's going to happen here as we become feminized, as the Western world becomes a matriarchy, as women get more and more influence and power, feminists are fucking walking down the street saying we want the same rights as men. You have more rights than men. There's not a single thing a man can do a woman can't do, but you have a whole bunch of laws in your favor.
Yeah.
You have more rights than men already. What the fuck are you talking about? And then they say they want to be respected for their ideas, and they get their tits out because nobody gives a shit unless they're naked. So they're fucking dumb. The whole point is that the matriarchy that we are creating in the West is no longer going to be competitive in the long run. We are not going to be competitive. And I'm not going to say what the competition is, but whatever the competition is, if men retain control, we are going to fucking lose. The world is cyclical. I live in Eastern Europe now, right? Eastern Europe, 20, 30 years ago, shithole. Now is the best place on the planet. California, 20, 30 years ago, best place on the planet. Now, shithole. It just takes a long time for reputations to catch up.
Yeah.
Yep. People are talking about California because they think it's like the 90s. Yeah, Baywatch. Cool. That's gone.
That's gone.
It's Crack Watch.
Yeah.
Homeless Watch.
Yeah.
That's all they got over there now.
Tax
so,
watch.
Yeah. So as the world catches up and as things change, any society that retains its patriarchal roots, it's going to outcompete the West. I really do think that the Western world, along with America, is fucking finished. And I think if you have half a brain as a man here in the Western world, you need to get some money. I'll teach you in Hustlers University. Get in a society that understands that, and we teach you how to prepare for it. I'm not trying to change it. I'm just trying to make the smartest move on the chessboard.
All right.
That's pretty good stuff.
I'm, you know, Hungarian citizenship. Let's go.
Let's go. I'll see you in Budapest.
That's
the capital of chess, you know, Budapest.
I've been here for so long.
That full of grandmasters.
I went to California last week, and I walked into a place to get a sandwich. And I walked in, and the lady goes, do you have a mask? I thought that was already
In California?
In California, yeah. And they go, do you have a mask? And I was like, no, because I'm used to here.
Yeah.
And she goes, can you get one? And I was like, from where? And she goes, like, from your car? And I was like, I don't have one there either. And she was like, and I go, well, I just want to order a sandwich. And she was like, but you don't have a mask on. And I'm like, is that still a thing? I honestly didn't know.
Yeah, it still is.
And another guy goes, I have one in my car. And I was like, will you give it to me? He goes, yeah. I got a fresh one for you. So I go out and I get it and I put it on, and then I come back in and then the guy there goes, you don't have to wear that mask. And I was like, what? So I don't know. It's just like it's mixed messages. It's weird.
It's more than weird. It's testament to the slave mind in so many ways. But I'll give you a perfect example of testament to the slave mind. When I get forced to put a mask on, I put it on my chin and nobody says anything. They don't give a shit about, they just hang it down here. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about the mask. They just want to see you comply. I'm complying. I'm a slave. You must be a slave with me. Yeah. I don't want to see your free spirit and your rebellion. Yeah. They don't give a shit about the actual safety of COVID. They don't give a fuck about your breathing. They just want to see you comply. Another thing that's all that's always been remarkable to me, and maybe it's because I've never had that matrix mindset, is if I was working a normal job, right? Let's say I worked in a sandwich store, and I'm not shitting on the average guy who does average work. I'm not doing that at all. Any work is respectable, and it's hard out here to make. I don't give a fuck if you carry garbage. It's hard to make money. But if I was working a normal job, as much as I would do my job to the best of my ability, I'd also be very, very understanding of the fact that my job doesn't give a fuck about me. They don't care about me. They never will. If they have to sack me or fire me to keep their business functioning, that's exactly what they're going to do, and they're going to let me starve. So if I was working in a sandwich store and someone came without a mask, I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck do you care?
Here's why it's bullshit, though. Because here's the thing. I'm not anti, I'm pro-science, and I believe in, you know, whatever, like, medicine tells us to do. But here's the inconsistency, the bullshit of masks, is that, you know, even on a flight, right, you have to wear them. Yeah. And then they're like, you can take it off to eat and drink.
Yeah.
So then.
So, like, you can take it off.
It's social conditioning.
It is. We went to a show yesterday, and when you get there, they're like, oh, because we walk in like this, and they have a little bag with masks. Like, can you grab a mask? And I'm like, okay. So I grab a mask, I put it on, and we walk in the lobby. Everyone has masks on. And then you sit in your seat, and they're like, you can take your mask off now.
So then for 10 feet?
But you're around everybody that was in the lobby, and they're sitting next to you now.
But it
doesn't make any sense.
They are conditioning you to blindly comply. It doesn't need to make sense.
It starts in school. Sitting at the desk, blindly 7:45, you're out by 3. No. It's docile bodies from the minute you're born, yeah.
They want slaves inside the matrix, inside of the machine. They were teaching you to not think for yourself and to blindly comply. It starts with the mask. Yeah. Blindly put the mask on. Blindly get the injections. Blindly, 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 blindly. They don't want you to think. If you think and realize it doesn't make sense, you're no good to them. They don't want you smart enough to think for yourself. They want you smart enough to pay your taxes. And that's about it. Like, they don't give a shit. It's really, I use the word slave and people think I'm being dramatic. I'm not being dramatic. If you are think wearing a mask for 4 feet is saving lives, you are absolutely, completely a slave. Yeah. You're a slave. You're owned. You're totally owned. And there's so many people out here who are actually genuinely owned. At the height of this COVID nonsense, at the real height of it, the number of times I almost gotten almost, and there's certain countries I'll behave, on a flight I'll behave, there's certain times, right? But I was in Spain. I'm flexing, doing my thing, in the Ferrari, being a G.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone. Got a Spanish bitch. My life's fine.
Yeah.
Pull up to the gas station, put gas in the Ferrari, walk in. Mask. No, I ain't got one. Well, then I won't serve you. So the gas is free? Because I'll put gas in. You want money or not? Because I'll leave right now. The gas is free. I call police. I say, fucking call them. So I take the euros and I throw it on the floor. Get out. Go to get in the fucking Ferrari. I'm paid now.
Yeah.
I paid you. Go to get in the Rari. Some guy goes, you should have respect. I said, respect for what? He goes, you should wear a mask. I said, I don't wear a mask where I'm from. He goes, well, you're in Spain now. I said, your government should have respect for you instead of making you a fucking slave, dickhead. No, you must wear a mask. You must wear a mask. And I just said, and this is one of the great things about physical confrontation, which I'm not trying to advocate, but sometimes it's just a very easy way to make people go away. I'm like, bro, do you want to fight me over a fucking mask? Come tell me to put a fucking mask on. And he shits himself and walks up. So then fuck off. Like, back in the Rari, go fuck the Spanish bitch, conquer their country. Yeah. That's right. Spaniards. I took her. She's done with. Done. I took your prize possession. She's messed up. Whichever Spanish man gets with her next, he'll be like, why is she always starting arguments with me? Why is she never happy? Because she's dreaming of the night she had with me. She's unhappy with you and you'll never be able to please her. She's widowed forever. It's done. Fuck you, Spain. That's what you have to tell me to put a fucking mask on. I might have gone easy on her pussy if it wasn't for that little fucking Pedro motherfucker coming to me trying to tell me to do shit. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Spain's done.
What happens.
Nobody go there. You might run into her. Done. She's mad. It's a mess.
Yep.
Well, don't you feel it's silly? Like, we've had COVID. On top of it, you've traveled the world the whole time. I feel like you've been exposed to every fucking strain.
I've had every
strain. There's no way.
I think, like, I have one now.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. What the fuck are we doing this for? Like, we've all gotten.
We're doing this for because it's a perfect opportunity for the New World Order to usher in something other than protection and safety. It's always been the same playbook. It's you know what's really amazing to me? Especially, like, in Romania, I was going on a tour, and I was doing a tour of the country because it's really beautiful, and I was seeing all the nature side there. And I had these two tour guides. They're really nice people, but they're, like, kind of liberal. And they're complying with all this COVID shit. And I said, don't you understand that if this was the 1930s, you'd literally be the Nazis? Don't you understand that all the, you're thinking back, oh, I'd never would have helped the Nazis. You're blind compliance. It's the same fucking playbook. You're not thinking for yourself. Does that not cross your mind? And like, oh no, but I know someone who got sick. You've always known people who got sick. Your entire life, you knew somebody who got the cold. Why is that now justification for the absolute decimation of your civil rights? It doesn't make sense. The biggest paradigm shift from all this crap that's actually genuinely dangerous is, as humans, we have all, for our entire lives, walked around spreading antigens to some people. You've given someone a cold. You've given someone a cough. I've given someone the flu. We've always done that. It's been a normal part of human life. We were never seen as bad people for existing and accidentally passing on a disease, right? Now they've shifted the paradigm. So if you pass on COVID, you're guilty. How the fuck does that work?
Yeah.
And how does that ever end? And how do you ever put an end to this where it's not just deeper and deeper and deeper restrictions and more and more and more control? And it doesn't even fix anything. It's absolutely incredible that people are not awake enough to see what's fucking happening.
Well, because they have such a short memory of history. I mean, literally what you're talking about happened. My dad was born at that time.
Yeah.
And like, it's already been forgotten. Yeah. Communism, forgotten. Yeah. And we want the same fucking policies that the communists had.
It's
nutty.
I completely agree. But there's also another huge element to all this. And it's the perma distraction.
Yeah.
And this is why
always been in America. Though.
People also like to say that they've heard enough already about, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you're ostrich, cowards.
But when they've heard enough about something horrific, like when you hear people go like, all right, with the Holocaust.
Yeah, kind of a big lesson.
We could probably keep talking about it. It's not like, it's not a little thing that happened.
Humans are susceptible to doing crazy shit like
Yeah,
that.
Of course.
That's what fucking happened. We're going through something similar, you know, not killing people.
But this is the thing. When I talk to people about this, there's some people who totally understand and some people who are just so perma-distracted. And what I was saying earlier about like the women in the household and that kind of thing, I'm not trying to say women can't have opinions, but my point is there's a whole bunch of men out here who genuinely know that this COVID shit's out of control, but they're too busy arguing with their wife to do anything about it.
Right.
They're preoccupied. If it's not your wife, it's a video game. It's not your video game. It's a job. It's not a job. It's politics or whatever. Some other distraction. It's all garbage. When Rome was losing, all they did was have endless circuses to keep you distracted from the losing war. The world we live in today, they try very hard to prevent you from creating your reality. You're constantly distracted by everything, and it's hard to focus on nearly anything. And they do that on purpose. For you to go stand out in the rain and protest, that takes focus. They want you distracted. They want arguments in the household. They want blacks to hate the whites, Republicans to hate Democrats. They want us all arguing with each other, for all of us to hate our neighbor, and us all to be so distracted and selfish and self-absorbed that we can't think beyond ourselves. That's what they're trying to do to us. And it's absolutely and utterly worked.
It works.
There's very few of these people. And look what they fucking done to the entire world. It's absolutely insane.
Mm.
And before I get offed, I'd never commit suicide. So let's put that there.
Yeah.
But no, but it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I don't think I'm on a hit list because I'm full of shit, right? I'm some millionaire with a bunch of bitches, bunch of cars. Tate's full of shit. I'm full of shit. Cool. But if you're still living inside the Matrix, we'll talk in 20 years and see who's full of shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm free and I'm staying free. I don't want to change the system. I'm not out to change nothing. But it's remarkable to me that people aren't awake. It's like,
because
it's
they don't
incredible.
Teach you in school unless you seek this kind of thinking. Like I studied, everybody knows I say it a million times, but when I studied philosophy, you read these books by Baudrillard, these French thinkers, these anti-establishment people. You have to seek out these kind of thinkers to even have access to these types of crazy, crazy thoughts that aren't sometimes that fucking crazy, as we learned in the last few years. I never thought in my life I would live in Texas.
Yeah.
Never in my life. I grew up as an Angeleno. Never.
Yeah.
And the world changed
so
very much.
I haven't been LA in a long time, but I've only heard the stories of how it's going down or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's still great parts of LA.
I still love my fucking city.
It's still
818 till I die.
It's still LA is still one of the great cities, but it definitely has changed. You can't act like it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Like when people, a lot of people there, I mean, you'd have to be, your head would have to be in the ground to not acknowledge that it's different.
What
it's
is
different.
It? Ostrich.
Yeah.
Ostrich. That's it. Cowardice. Cowardice. Ostrich. Yeah.
Ostrich.
It's an easy solution. Cowardice is an easy solution to everything. We can move along. We can move beyond from COVID and talk about other things, right? But cowardice is an easy solution for nearly everything. That's why it's so prevalent. Because when you're a coward, you can make an excuse to do nearly anything. Oh, I should have done this, but maybe there's a risk of. There's always a fucking risk. There's a risk with everything involved. If you get to be a coward, now you have the excuse to do nothing. And that's what people want because they're all lazy fucks.
Well, the good news is there used to be, in the 80s, the 90s, a great way to be a coward, right? You clock out, you go home, you have a Coke and a smile, you sit in your lounge chair, and you watch fucking Friends, okay? But even that life has been taken away. Yep. There is no middle class existence anymore. So now it's like, what are you doing, dude? There's nothing for you now.
And as I keep going back to COVID, I don't want to, but... In fact, let's change it. I keep going back to COVID. I could talk about it forever.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I'll show you something. Here's some of the guys that also give, like, kind of lessons on women. And I wanted your thoughts on these. Okay?
All right. So here's I'm going to take my jacket off.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
It's real now.
Is it the
it's
gun
real.
Show?
Uh-oh.
Don't you dare bring those out.
We're in Texas.
We're in Texas.
You got to, bro.
We're going to see the, what is it? You have the cobra on the arm, right? On the right.
Oh, shit. That's right. And yeah, and see. Can we discuss your accent as well, please?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So what see. Is this?
I'm a mongrel. Oh,
shit. What are you?
I'm like, a street dog.
So you're from London, a little bit of London.
And U.S. He's American.
U.S. And then what else is like... South. We thought South Africa for a minute.
South Africa?
Well, yeah. Because you actually have lived in different places, your accent isn't like clearly from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of sounds, you're kind of like, wait, I think he's British, but maybe not. Like, you know.
Yeah, I was in America till I was about 10, between Washington, D.C. and this really awesome place called Indiana.
Yeah.
I was in Indiana and then I moved to Luton, England. And Luton has a unique accent because no one's from England. Everyone's from Iraq. So it's kind of strange there. And then I grew up there, and then I spent a whole bunch of time in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it's
so kind of messed up.
There's everything.
It's different.
And you brought the cobra out. Let's see it, dude. We've been waiting to see this for years.
It starts here, and it goes all the way down here. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The right hand.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the power, right?
It's the power, yeah. That's right.
That hand has delivered some fucking blows, man.
We just saw Mr. Germany. I wonder what he's doing now, because that was a good 10 years
you
ago.
You hit him right on the button, too. That was...
Fuck him.
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago. You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm petty like this, right? I'd love to like find him on Facebook, track him down, find his address, pull up in my Bugatti Chiron. Yes, I have one. Pull up out front in my $5 million car.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, just wondering how life's been since I kicked the fuck out of you. Because my life's gone pretty good. I mean, I got the Bugatti and a German bitch. You know what's about to happen to her. So what are you doing? Oh, you're fat now. Safe. All right.
See you later.
Toodaloo. You think I'm not going to make a YouTube series on this shit? Keep watching Tate Speech.
Yeah.
This is the future.
Happy New Year.
This is exactly what I'm going to do.
Happy New Year. All right. Here's one. Tell me what you think of this guy. He has, I think, this is about what he looked for in a woman.
So you might cry because you can't have my cock, ladies. I'm sorry. You may fucking hate me for it. Been hated for it more than once. I am fucking one. Fuck you hard. Wicked. Tears them twat lips to pieces. Ooh. Red and ravish. Fucking crazy shit. I am father cock, bitches. You must be 120 or less. You must be solid-minded. You must be fucking sexy. You must be grist fucking sweet. I'm not going to go for it unless you're not.
So, that's
He watches Tate Speech.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's just, you know, he's a good list. 120 or less, dress sexy, kind of be compliant is what I got from that.
You know the problem with this whole space? Because I kind of accidentally got thrown into this whole red pill girl pickup space, and I don't really think I'm there so much. I really try and focus on masculine excellence because a lot of the dudes in that space are trying to compensate massively. Like, there's only so much game you can learn if you're clearly a fucking dork, right?
Yeah, right.
When a nerd comes to me and goes, I'm a total nerd, I want to learn game. I'm like, bro, you need to learn more than game. because you look, you look like a bitch. My girlfriend will beat the fuck out of you.
How do you help that guy?
Then, but he already knows the answers. How you help him is to tell him the truth, because he already knows what he needs to do. He's just not doing it.
So what does he have to do? Just make a ton of money and...
It's not even about money.
And be successful, you know, and powerful? You know,
it's not even about money.
He's got to grow a backbone to begin with.
You got to grow a backbone, yeah. And you can do that by, if you improve your physicality, you usually improve your mentality along with it. Mm-hmm. And men are expected to be wise and interesting. He needs stories. You're not going to have stories unless you've taken risk. You need to get some balls. You need to get some balls and live a life. I told him, man, go get on the train in Portugal and ride it for 3 weeks all the way to Singapore and think about what a fucking punk you are. And at least you'll end it with some stories.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you have plenty of time to reflect on what a bitch you are. Go into the bathroom and look in the mirror, look deep in your eyes and say, yeah, I wouldn't fuck me either. Like, what do you want me to do? What game do you want?
Wait, I
you're scrawny as a motherfucker. Like, what do you want me to do?
He has to look deep into his own eyes.
No. You have to look deep into your own eyes and say, I would never fuck you. Never. And
that's
that needs
my
to change.
That's
actually my brother's saying. My brother.
Look deep into your own eyes.
My brother wakes up.
That's hateful as fuck, dude. I like that a lot.
My brother wakes up. And before we train, he hands me a cigar and a whiskey. And he goes,
oh my God.
He gives me this whiskey and he goes, go to the mirror, look deep into your own eyes, and offer that man a drink. What does that fucking mean?
It's really funny.
That's fantastic.
So, but my point is, a lot of these guys are absolutely and utterly delusional. And masculine and masculine excellence is genuinely the mental origin for all these things, right? You have to be very, very realistic of who you are and what you're aiming
well,
for.
Well, let me tell you, this era does not want masculine excellence. Excellence. I'm raising two little boys right now, and I don't want them fucking weenified.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of the reason I love Texas.
Yeah, because it's hard. It's not easy because every single one of us to some degree is an empty vessel. We're all programmed.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as escaping the slave mind. You must just, to some degree, understand who is programming you and understand if you really want those characteristics. Most people are repeating opinions. And I'm saying, where did you get that opinion from? They can't remember where they got it from. They don't know who even told them. They don't know why they so fervently believe in it. They're just told, they're programmed. You need to genuinely analyze your brain, defrag every single opinion you strongly have and identify where it came from and if that person has your best interest at heart. And what they're trying to do, especially with young men, is program them, because we're all empty vessels. And what you have to do as an adult, as a parent, is to program your child stronger than all of society. Mm. It's not an easy job, because all of society, from the YouTube videos to the TV shows to the school, every single thing is trying to program them in one direction. You have to combat that. And that's not an easy job. And if you just sit there and get lazy about it, you will fucking lose. We're all programmed. All of us are programmed to some degree. So it's a scary thing. As for this fat fuck, he's delusional. Yeah. He's delusional on every level. And you need to hold yourself accountable. The reason I talk about women the way I do is because I hold myself to such a high standard as an individual. I don't make mistakes. I'm a professional. I know exactly how to act and exactly what to do. I do not need a woman to motivate me, to be my mother, to convince me to put the video games down. Please stop smoking weed. Everything I've done fantastic, I've done completely and utterly by myself. I did it without you. My life's amazing in every single possible metric. Now I'm going to allow you to join it. And therefore, you're going to bend to my reality and my will. That's not me being an arrogant and a psycho. That's me just being completely realistic about my achievements as an individual.
That's a pretty good case.
Cobra, I am exhausted. What woman can keep up with you? You're so much energy.
That's why I have a few.
That's what I was going to say. I
got to take it easy on him.
Fuck.
I'm a nice guy.
You're very intense.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm like, listen, you've had your, okay, tomorrow, boom. I spread them out. And that's me being kind.
Do you train every day?
Every day.
And it's just this is part of your routine?
It's part of my, now I don't fight professionally anymore, but now it's just part of my routine. Just 45 minutes, an hour, whatever in the morning.
Yeah.
Just it's part of my routine.
Pilates. Yeah, what do you do, Spread?
Pilates.
Come on.
Pilates. Well, I live with my brother and my cousin.
Yoga. So,
I live with my brother and my cousin. I try and beat one of them up, but if you spar all the time, you get injuries or whatever. So I'll lift weights, or we'll push the sled around, or whatever. Or we'll find something to do. But I train every day. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, he had a good. I think I just want to say this is Lord Fetsmoker. I think he has one more thing here.
I strive for fucking perfection.
Oh.
Sorry. Perfection.
He's stealing from
you.
Must
be under 120 pounds for starters. Period. You were over 120 pounds. You were drunk on top of that. I just suck on my cock a little bit just because I'm a good sport. I am an elite fucking force. Look at this neck. I do not want to get on somebody that's not fucking solid. At least fairly solid.
So
I like him.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed away.
Oh, I was about to invite him out to Romania. Let's go pimping. Let's go pimping, G. Can I have two more coffees, please?
Oh, he had to fucking ask?
Again?
That was supposed to be what?
Prompted.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, look, there's a whole bunch of delusion in this space. And it's not just these guys. There's loads of guys. And I have a load of guys who are credible in the space who like invite me on and stuff. And I sit there listening to the things they want from a woman. And they don't understand the reality. The reality of the world is that beautiful women have all the choices in the world. If they have all the choices in the world and you're not competitive, how the fuck are you going to pull it off with a bit of game? We also talk about money. I want to make something clear about money. Getting rich is probably the worst thing that can happen to the majority of men. Most men are not ready for money. And I say this because I was broke for a very long time, lived a very difficult life, and then became rich. That's why I am. Because money amplifies. So if you're the man first, and then you get rich, you're the man.
Yeah.
If you're a punk, and then you get rich, now you're a massive punk.
We were just talking about this before you came. Like,
thanks.
Thank
thanks
you.
Wow.
Thanks, my friend.
We were just talking
about
that.
But it happens with crypto kids, right? I had one kid come to me, some 20-year-old kid who caught a pump, some stupid coin, whatever. He made $86 million.
Damn.
Jeez.
And he came to me and he was like, Tate, I need your help. I have $86 million, blah, blah, blah. My life's still shit. It's like, yeah, because now you're just a sugar daddy to a bunch of hoes who don't give a fuck about you. And, and you're a robbery target and you're just hiding. And like your life's over now. Like, you should have been the man first. You could have been a big G first. You can't even fucking pull a firearm. Like, what are you doing? Yes. Like, that's the worst thing that could happen to you because you're never going to want to work hard. You're never going to want to network. You're never going to learn the skills. Before the modern period of wealth creation, because in Hustlers University, I teach people how to make money fast. Anybody. I'll teach you how to make as much money as you possibly can quickly. But in the old way, the old world, the only way you could make money was by talking to people, networking, sales, influence. All these things, you'd learn lessons along the way. By the time you had the money, you learned a lot about life.
Yeah.
But now you can skip all the lessons and just get the fucking money.
You're right.
And these dudes are a mess. Right? So wealth is the worst thing that can happen to people.
It's true.
So we talk about how, oh, money attracts girls. No, it fucking doesn't. Because in the realm of a beautiful woman, everybody's rich. She will only go on dates with a man who has a nice car and pays her dinner. She may not know who's richer than the other, but in her view, men just have money.
Right.
I talk to beautiful women, like genuine tens. Oh, well, men have money. They don't even consider some men are poor because I've never spoken to one.
Yeah.
They don't know. Yeah. All men just have money from the sky. Men just have money.
That's a great point.
It's normal for them, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like having arms, right?
Right?
It's like it's not enough to attract her. She just expects it to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, you have money. And if you don't have money, she'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So
she has to then choose between really the guys. They all have money to begin with. So now she's looking actually to the next layer.
Completely. So now it's all the other qualities come
it's
in.
Given is
so,
money. Yeah.
So money will qualify you to try. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to attract a woman purely unless you're literally paying her a day rate and she's a hooker.
Yeah.
So people talk about money attracting women. I know a bunch of dorks with a bunch of money and no pussy.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, because you're still a fucking nerd, G.
Yeah.
You're still a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Like, you're
God, I miss that word.
They are nerds.
Nerds.
I use that word purposely.
No, I miss it.
It's intrinsic. It's like back to school.
Yeah.
You're a nerd.
You're fucking nerds, dude.
I was a nerd. I am a nerd. Yes.
Yeah.
No, but you are. And money amplifies. I say this all the time. If you see a dude get out of a Lambo.
Fucking
nerd. If you see a dude get out of a Lambo and he's a skinny little guy with glasses, you're like, oh, tech dork. Total nerd.
Yeah.
If you see a guy get out of a Lambo and he's big, tall, strong, cobra tattoo, big G, you're like, okay, mafia boss. It amplifies.
Yes.
The Lambo amplifies. It doesn't change who you are. And money's the same. Money's an amplifier.
Well, because you were this guy before you had a lot of money. I suspect you had your swag before.
I miss being poor. I loved it. I loved being broke. I loved going out thinking, I need to find a bitch tonight because I need somewhere to sleep. I miss those
days. Can I tell you how I knew this one was a winner, by the way?
Tell me.
So I met Tommy Buns when he was just 23 years old, okay? And I knew he was a fucking winner. I've said this before on this podcast. Because he carried himself like a fucking winner. We didn't have two dimes to rub together for quite a minute, my love.
Yep.
But I knew the way he carried himself, he was a capable man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I respect that. Yep.
He always had the hustle, the vibe in him too. Like, he's not going to be some fucking loser, dude. I knew it.
I also, when I saw it, I was like, hey, bitch.
And he did that.
Like that.
No, so. but you know what? That's a really important point because the world often talks about fake it till you make it. And I'm like, no, there's nothing. There's nothing fake about belief.
Mm.
There's nothing. I knew I was going to be the big G before I was the big G. There's nothing fake about belief.
Right.
I knew what I was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing fake about belief. So if you truly believe, then it can be carried, and women can detect that.
Yeah.
Women are always with guys with ambition. You don't need to have the money. You need to have the ambition.
The
they need
ambition.
To feel it.
Yes.
And if they can feel it and they know you're about it, then that's enough. You don't actually need the physical cash.
No, that's what I tell girls when they're looking, 20-year-old, 30-year-old women with me. How do I find? I go, look at the guy that's got the hustle. I don't give a fuck if he's a garbage man, but he's got that hustle to be the best fucking, or maybe he wants to own a chain of garbage. It's what it's going to be later. 100%. Not now. Not now.
By the way, do you know who Kevin Samuels is?
Yes.
You do?
I know who he is. The black guy with the suit.
I love this guy's stuff. It is his. Here's the thing that I love about him. He cuts out all bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
He is completely direct. I think we pulled some of my favorite interactions with him, with women.
Winter is coming. No more hot girl summer. No more twerking. Once you're over 35 or 40 years old, what do you have? You got bad knees, bunions, and type 1 diabetes.
Okay. Oh, this. this is him. I like when he actually does the. He does the interactions with a woman who's like trying to get advice.
But he made a really important point. And do you know what's so attractive about younger women? Because a lot of these dudes talk about fertility and looks and stuff. I don't actually think it's that. I think that in the modern world, in the days of old, right? You'd meet a woman, you get married, you'd be together, whatever. In the modern world, if I meet a girl who's 33 and single, I know the amount of dick that's been through her before me is just simply unattractive. I don't care how nice you are, but you're 33 years old. Mm-hmm. How many men have fucked? If I get a 19-year-old girl, I might be her second or third man, right? Yeah. I'm going to be dude number fucking 29.
Yeah.
And all the trauma and heartbreak and bullshit they put you through, you're going to try and bring to my door?
Yeah.
Like, well, my last man cheated. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, why is that my problem? So if you pick up older women, you have to accept they've been on the carousel longer. They've had more fucking rides, more spins.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit.
So you'd like 1920?
I want the younger she is.
Fresh
and
slate.
The younger and the more beautiful she is, the less men she slept with. Another reason I like beautiful women is not for the objective beauty. I say this all the time. If I see a truly beautiful girl, I'm not like, wow, she's beautiful. I'm like, you know what? She has so much choice. That cunt is so, sorry.
Yeah.
That woman is so picky. Can't use that word.
Oh, right. It's like the caviar of women, right?
Yeah.
Like
she's so picky
that
she's going to be very, very selective with who she slept
with.
And
you like that.
I like that she had less men. Yeah. Like the most beautiful women on average have slept with less men than an average chick because average chicks are insecure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I see a beautiful young woman, I know that she has a very low body count. And that and also, but the truth is this. Women's mentality is absolutely connected to sex. If a woman sleeps with a bunch of men, it's harder to penetrate her mind and make her fall in love with you.
It is unattractive too.
And it's unattractive.
It is.
But if she's had 30 dudes inside of her, she really gonna think, you know what, this guy's so special, or she's gonna think, you know what, he talked to me rude, let's go get a new guy. And that's what they think, right? So they're much harder to contain and control. Whereas if a woman's only been with a few guys, she's much more likely to fall in love with you, be a better partner, etc.
Oh, so you're afraid of losing?
Not afraid.
The older one.
Okay,
you don't
first,
like to
whoa,
lose
whoa, 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 use the word afraid.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
Hey, check your fucking self.
I'm sorry. I'm so stupid.
I don't like that word.
Stupid.
Because
you don't like losing. No, I'll say that you're competitive. You don't like to lose.
I don't like.
You might lose the older woman.
I don't like the word afraid. And the reason I'm very, very particular with how I speak. The reason I'm very, very particular with the things I say, and I'm very, very particular when people talk to me and I analyze certain words, is because we live in a world now where semantics are used to our detriment. People are using very, very selective words and they're using them to control the world, e.g. pandemic. There isn't one, but they say it. So now it becomes true. So when you say the word afraid, it implies fear. Mm. Choice is not related to fear, right? I have a choice. I have options and I will not choose a negative option or a detrimental option or an option which is less favorable than the other one. That doesn't mean I'm afraid.
But what is the negative option? Why is it negative?
It's negative because the likelihood of her falling completely in love with you and staying loyal to you and really believing you're the only man for her after being through so much trauma and so many men and sleeping with so many dudes and having her heart broken and having those memories of her ex and all that crap she's been through is far less likely than meeting a nice, young, beautiful girl who hasn't been with many men. And she goes, you know what? This is the guy. I like him. Every woman who knows this and every man who watches this can be honest. Women fall in love with the person they lose their virginity to or their second or third guy. They really remember them. They really love them. Da-da. Any woman who slept with 50 dudes, she doesn't even remember who most of them are. She doesn't care. If a woman slept with a bunch of men before you, she's less likely to stick it out through a difficult period in a relationship. She's more likely to just say, you know what? New answers, new dick.
That's a pretty good answer.
And that's the truth. So why would I put myself in a position not to be hurt, to waste my time?
Yeah.
Like it's a time waste, right? Women who have slept with a bunch of men are more likely to
I love you. What about those words, Cobra?
That's beautiful. Keep going. Let's go. No, keep going.
Let's have feelings together.
Now, let me make something clear. If I meet a beautiful 30-year-old woman, I'm not saying I won't sleep with her.
That's pretty fucking old.
Ugh, 30? Yeah.
I know.
What are you, crazy?
I there's been times I was drunk. But no, I'm not saying I won't sleep with her, but I'm certainly going to look at her and go, 30 and now you're just newly single? Like, how have your life not in order yet?
Yeah, what's
What's wrong with you? Like, and it really is true, because everyone denies this. I'm telling you, if a woman sleeps with a bunch of men, her ability to pair bond, that's a real thing. Women who sleep with a bunch of men, they don't find a man and attach to him correctly. They're always thinking there's another guy.
I will say, and this is totally politically incorrect too, is that because we carry the repercussions of sexual conduct, we're the ones left with the bag. So to me, yes, I was never into banging lots of...
You shouldn't be.
Well, because you think you're like, it's an unconscious thing. It's like, well, God, if this guy busts nuts in me, like, so, he doesn't even like me.
So
I don't even know
so
me.
So you just nailed it.
I want your jizz inside of me. Well, I don't just even nailed know
it.
You.
No, but you just nailed it. This is the exact point, right? Because you have to look at humans from a societal standpoint and an evolutionary standpoint. Evolutionarily, females found a man, got pregnant, and stayed attached to that man.
Right.
So it's women are not evolutionarily wired to be jumping from dick to dick to dick to dick to dick to dick to dick and stay mentally sane. Men can do that. We can stay sane. We don't give a shit. Women, for the longest
Nod your head, yes.
Here we come.
For the longest period of human history, women didn't do this.
Don't do this. He's so happy. Tom's happy. This is his contentment. What are you doing to my husband? You need to leave, sir.
He scripted.
He's going to move to Romania
now. He told me what to say. But no, it's true, right?
So Keep going.
Promiscuity amongst females is something that's it's like 50 years old.
But
and it's brand
know.
New, and, yes. and women
I'm
can't.
Not the
they're not mentally evolved for it. For 5,000 years, they weren't that way.
Here's the thing. I don't care.
We haven't
like,
studied.
I honestly do find it unattractive. Like when a woman's like, I've slept with fucking 80.
Can I tell you something? Ugh. But I find it unattractive in a male.
I understand
who has
that.
The same behavior. Yeah, I was repulsed by men that would say, "Oh, I've banged 57." I'm like, something's wrong with you, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think that's normal. For anybody to just body count.
That's a good point.
That's fucking gross.
That's a good point. Now, I think the strangest thing about that is that you'd tell a girl that. Like, I would never sit there with a woman.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want to know.
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, is it true?
Yeah, of course.
Probably.
But I would never sit there and be like, yeah, da 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 da, because I think that's just weird.
It's tacky, gross. Too.
It's tacky. Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. But I also think that women intrinsically, because we're looking at women from an evolutionary perspective and men from an evolutionary perspective, with a high enough value male, women don't expect monogamy and they don't expect
definitely
it.
True.
They look at Chris.
Definitely
they look
true.
At Chris Brown in the club. You think they're thinking he's going to be loyal to me? Fuck no. They don't care. They don't care. They're looking for status. And like, he has enough status. I don't care if he's loyal. So
yeah,
my point
is, if you were single and you're out and you meet a guy who's like, you know, a multimillionaire, good looking, you know, masculine, whatever, owns a bunch of shit. You wouldn't be like, this guy probably hasn't been with many women. You
well,
know
that's
I mean?
A different ballpark.
But I'm saying,
I'm
might
older
be
now
if you're attracted to him, you still be, you would, your brain tells you this guy has options.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, so.
And this is my point. And I think that women, to some degree, tolerate male promiscuity because it's evolutionarily designed inside of men.
I don't know.
And I'm
cultural.
Not,
it's more cultural, too. Like in Eastern Europe, for instance.
It's more normal, yeah.
Yeah. France, normal. Yeah. America, no.
No, and I'm not talking about it from societal perspective. I'm saying just the fact that female promiscuity as a whole is a very, very detrimental way to live your life as a woman. I don't think there's any happiness in that. I think if a woman runs around jumping on dick to dick to dick, I think they genuinely, these are the people on the most Xanax, drink the most. They're the saddest people. They're not happy.
I can't imagine
they're
it's
not
good
happy.
For you.
I
and
agree.
Those we're, apps we're, and stuff, I don't think it's good for humanity.
It's not.
Personally.
Whereas
it's
I
not
think
healthy.
If a man is out there and he's sleeping with a bunch of chicks, I don't think it hurts him mentally.
I don't know. We don't know.
I do.
Maybe it does.
I know.
Well, look at you. I mean, you're,
ask me.
You're perfect.
Ask me.
You're perfect.
Does fucking all those bitches hurt you mentally?
I don't want to ask.
Ask.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
Deep in my
deep
eyes.
Deep in your own eyes.
I know the answer.
You ask yourself.
I know the answer.
Deep into my own eyes. Wait, can
Andrew,
I point out, this is called Tramp Talk.
Yeah.
The show behind him is Tramp Talk, which is fucking brilliant.
Andrew, has it hurt you to sleep with all these women?
Oh, God, don't make him answer it. What do you think his fucking answer is going to be, Tom?
I think there's two ways to look at this. I talk so much. I'm sorry. The men who are out here only trying to have sex with women and have no emotional connection, they're weirdos. A lot of this red pill, how to get girls stuff, a lot of them are like that as well. They're like, the peak masculine life is just to have a bunch of women that you barely know. And that's stupid. That's fucking ridiculous, right? Every man, if you want to have a good life, you need to have a good relationship with a good woman. When you get sick, it's your woman who's going to care, not your boys, right? But you can love her and she can love you with all her heart. You can love each other. You can be prepared to take a bullet for her and still fuck other bitches.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Yeah, yeah. You got to do. We got to do. So I've got the women who I really care about and I love. But I've also got the other women who's just like,
okay, but what about, but we have children and stuff. What if,
what if your boys find out dad's a pimp? Oh, shit.
No. My God.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, two little pimps.
Can we move
dad's
on?
Pimping.
Is there another clip
dad's
we can
pimping.
Show?
Yeah, here, watch
Cobra,
this.
Bro,
this
I can't. I have a heart attack.
I'm 5'3".
How much do you weigh?
That's none of your business. I told you I was fat.
Oh, okay. We don't play that shit on my show. You get your big fat ass on somewhere. I don't deal with you big sassy ass broads.
I love him.
Oh, he's the best.
You think you can get out here and be like Danny's big ass? Go knock yourself out. But I would be remiss to try to tell you, as an image consultant and as a person and a professional, that you can be 5'3 and weigh so much that you don't even want to tell somebody how much you weigh and think you're going to get a man to marry you, a high value man. So you go ahead and go on back over and get your 2-piece or 3-piece or whatever you got coming from, you know, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
Wait, the best is the dismissive, like the mouse when he's like, so you go ahead,
he's
the look away.
No, but he's right. But doesn't that say a lot about the world we now live in, where when you tell some women the truth, they're flabbergasted?
Absolutely.
Like, how are you flabbergasted by the fact that
can
a man
I tell you
with
something?
Options doesn't
can
want
I,
you?
Can I tell you something now, Cobra Tate? That I thought for sure that people would hate fat models. Okay, I fucking abhor fat models. I don't want to see somebody that looks worse than me modeling the clothes I'm aspiring to be this person, right? You know what I'm saying? I asked this guy, we both know him. I go, do you like fat models? He goes, yeah, I love
slave mine
women.
Slave mine, fucking lie. He, you know what? You know what it is? Let me tell you something about the world, because I haven't told you enough yet. I know you think that this is supposed to go on for 2 hours or something. We just got fucking warmed up. We just got started. Sorry, production staff. I'm not done. Let me tell you something about the world. When you're not prepared to fight, if you're not prepared to fight to defend an idea, and this is actually something you can extrapolate to how the whole world works, right?
Yeah.
When you find men who are physically capable or with high testosterone levels, we're allowed to have ideas which are abstract, because if someone disagrees with us, we're prepared to defend them. If you're a little bitch, what you do is you go through life and you say things that are completely socially acceptable because you don't want to ever have to defend your
point.
But I
believe this guy genuinely likes
No, he's a
women.
Punk. Yeah. And he saw on Twitter he's supposed to like it. So now he likes it. That's what he is. He's slave-minded.
Wait,
because he's afraid to say something which he's going to have to defend.
Who was it?
I'll write it down for you.
Yeah.
Give me his fucking name. I'm coming for you. I'm going to pull up outside you and I'm done with that German fuck.
What's his name?
Pussy. Oh, yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy. P-U-S-S-Y.
He's a pussy. He's not pussy.
I know what he's saying. I know what Andrew means.
No, like, but you can like a thick girl, whatever. I'm not saying that. But we're talking about these women who are models who are just clearly unattractive.
Yeah, I agree. Delusion.
Delusion.
You know what the other one that's
what
fucking bullshit?
Crazy.
This one really bothers me. Is when somebody, sometimes it's a famous person, sometimes it's just a regular person, is overweight, loses a bunch of weight, right? And then people go, you know what though? You were beautiful.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And both, yeah. You're beautiful now, but you were also beautiful then. And
no,
you go, wait a minute. But that's not true. Yeah. Like, you lost, first of all, you lost all that weight. That's great. Yep. We should celebrate that. And now you are physically more attractive.
But don't you see that when the Matrix and the people in charge of it try their very best to destroy objective reality?
Yeah.
When they deliberately convince you things that aren't true, when they destroy objective reality,
yes.
Your mind is now fully open for programming.
Yeah.
That is a woman because she says she's a woman.
Yeah.
That is attractive because they said this is a pandemic. I work hard. Inflation is good. Inflation is good. Give me my fifth booster injection. It's destroying your mind to the point where you're completely open for programming. That's why they purport these lies.
Yeah.
They purport the fallacy to wipe your brain of any independent thoughts. So they can inject programming.
It's newspeak. It's Orwellian newspeak. They're not pedophiles. They're what?
They're a
minor
attracted person.
People?
Yeah. That, you know, that's a new thing.
I call them targets. That's what I call them for. Yeah. I call them, you know.
Do you know that that's a new term?
That's
for real?
A new term. For real.
Minor attracted person.
Listen, I got bullets that need using, so
yeah.
It's not a problem. But this is the point, right? This is the point of the world now. That every single objective reality has been destroyed
yes.
in real time.
Yes.
There's no longer any baseline of humanity. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Men are women. Women are dogs. Dogs are men.
I'm a panda. But it's just like, and they're just injecting the slave programming all day long. All these slaves out here. And then I walk in to buy a coffee and the slave's like, wear your mask. I'm like, listen. Oh, I get upset by these things. That was like maybe
I'm fired up.
That was like 2 years ago. I'm going back to that coffee shop. My next Tate speech. Next time I'm in Germany, I'm going back to the same one. And that bitch better hope to God he ain't working. So I'm going to walk in maskless. Do you remember me? He'll be like, no, but you're fucking about to. And I'm going to give him a nice 3-minute tirade before the German police arrest my ass. Tate speech is coming. Fuck him. Just after I visit the German, I knock the fuck out. Then I'm go back to Spain and find Pedro. And this pussy, whatever his name is. Give me his name as well. I'm doing a world tour. I've had enough. I need to do something.
Look at this shit.
I know. Send me to Mars.
So much for that question. I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for
the
use
slave
of the term
programming.
MAP.
They're trying to put it in my brain.
They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile.
This is haram! Haram! Send her to Saudi. Let her repeat this shit. Haram. We need the will of God. We need Allah. Listen, I'm ready for the asteroid. I've had enough.
Same.
No, I am so ready. There's 72 virgins awaiting me. Just bring it on. This is all done. I've had enough. The slave programming, they're trying to put it in my mind. It hurts me. They're trying to inject it. And I have to rebel against the slave. Everywhere I look, I can't even watch. I know you guys are on Netflix. I can't even watch that shit anymore. If I see one more 110-pound woman beat the shit out of 50 big dudes, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
What are you
mind.
Talking about? What show is this?
Every show.
Wait, 110
There was some
pounds.
Show, CSI or some crap, and there's some Israeli Krav Maga girl in it. Yeah, and she's like, I'm from Israel, so hey-ya. I'm like, bitch, I would fuck you up so fast. You ain't ready. You ain't ready for me. I'm like, put me in the show. Let me be the bad guy. I'll show you hey-ya. You ain't ready. You'll be on the fucking first plane back to Tel Aviv with a busted eye.
Cut.
Bullshit.
Can I tell you my dream?
Bullshit lies.
I wish every motherfucker that took down my fucking TikToks, every piece of shit that reports me to TikTok, that Cobra Tate shows up at your fucking house.
Find him.
That you need to give your address.
Let's
and
go.
This motherfucker shows up.
I'm doing a world tour.
I would love it.
I'm ready.
A troll tour
I'm
and
doing,
just
I'm doing a world
these
tour.
These fucking babies.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on YouTube, but I'm going to say it anyway. I did actually knock on a guy's door once from Twitter. You know this?
I love it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Did you know DeAndre did this, right?
No.
Is it DeAndre?
DeAndre.
Not DeAndre. Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder. There was a guy who talked shit. And it's on video. This guy talked shit.
Good.
And Deontay Wilder showed up at a gym that the guy was at. I was like, no.
Sick.
This is going to happen right now.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. This is real.
I love that.
Yeah, this internet troll.
Charlie Zolinoff. Yeah, dude.
This guy talked shit, and then he chased him. He was like, no, this is not over. He's like, you talk shit to me.
Good.
Yeah.
This is what the world needs more of.
Because this guy, and look, he just fucking.
Good. Well, then you won't talk shit no more, dude. That's how we used to do it on the scooter.
He was like, all right, over. He's like, it's not over. So wait, I just wanted to highlight that, but you had a guy on Twitter, talk shit to you?
Right, so about 3 years ago, there is a liberal guy. I can't. For some reason, his name has escaped my mind, but if you look up Banter Teacher, he was an English teacher who banned the word banter in the class.
He banned the word banter?
Yeah, he's a real fat guy, pure super liberal. What's his name? Michael something. And he was always begging for money on Twitter because banter, B-A-N-T-E-R, teacher bans banter. Look that up and you'll see it.
Yeah.
And he was always begging for money on Twitter because, you know, the right wing guys have Mike Stutchbury. That's him.
Yeah.
So this dude, he was constantly crying on Twitter. I need mental support. Can anyone give me like a GoFundMe because of the right wing and all this crap, right? So he started running his mouth to me on Twitter because he didn't let me tell him the truth about the world, telling me I'm misogynist and all this shit, da 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 da, and just running his mouth to me. And by absolute freak coincidence, I didn't even try. Someone's like, you know, he lives in Luton, right? I was like, no fucking way.
Which is where you were.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he lives in Luton. I was like, and then I was going back to London because I just bought a new Aston Martin Vanquish S. You know, one of them things. You know, you leave Romania on the jet, you go, you pick up your new Aston. What's the first place you're going to go? And I was like, you know what? By coincidence, he just wrote some more shit. Corporate date, misogynist, feminist. Da, da. I was like, fuck you. So I drove to his house. Let me see if I can find it. But I went and knocked on his door. And he had a full mental breakdown. Oh, he had a full mental breakdown.
And you, what'd you say to him?
Well, this is the funny thing, right? Here it is. Let me find it. Here we go. So he's blocked me now. So he used to say he doesn't drink, but this is me taking a picture of his trash can with all those wine bottles. It's like, why say you don't drink, you alcoholic fuck? So I'm at his door. So I'm not a violent guy. I don't want to hit the guy. I don't want to go to jail, right?
Yeah.
I just want to talk to him. I just want to say hello. Like, you make fun of me all day. Can't I say hello? So I went and knocked on his door, and he starts screaming out the window, I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. I was like, bro, I just wanted to show you my new car. What's the problem? So I start trying to talk to him. The police turn up. The police rock up. Let me find the actual picture of me outside his house because it's beautiful. Let me find it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so the police rock up. And what I said was very simple. I said, look, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I want to spread the word of the Lord. I didn't know knocking on the door was illegal.
And what did the police say?
Well, he's intimidated. So I touched a guy. I didn't know it was illegal. I just want to tell him the name of the Lord. And they're like, well, go away. And then I got a lawyer. And my lawyer's like, well, you've only been warned once. You can be warned four times. I was like, yeehaw! I'm coming back, Mike. I'm coming back. He actually moved house because of me.
He did?
Yeah, he left.
What?
Yeah, he moved house.
You should do more troll, like...
I told you I'm doing a world tour. I'm getting warmed up. Yeah. Like, I know there's only a matter of time until I'm banned from every single social media and I don't exist anymore. I don't know. It's fine. I exist in the real world.
Right.
In your nightmares. Like Freddy Krueger. Oh, Tate's been banned for a year and a half. I wonder what he's doing. Knock, knock. That's what. I'm coming. I'll find the picture outside his house because it's absolutely beautiful. I just have to find it.
Now, so here's the deal, man, is that some people would accuse you of bullying.
That's not a bully.
He was bullying you on Twitter, no?
Literally, all he did was insult me, and all I wanted to do was bring him closer to Christ.
And he was upset with you on Twitter about what, your views?
Telling the truth about Earth. You know, normal things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just existing. Yeah. Oh, you're this, you're that. Blah, blah, this guy's this, he's this. It's like, shut up. Stop being a little bitch. I literally wanted to just record a video. I actually was hoping to have a normal interaction with him, so I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
I'm 0% the guy who's going to attack someone. I know I come across that way, but I'm actually very intelligent. I'm not going to get fucking arrested for beating some guy from Twitter. So I wanted to just talk to him and record it and think it'd be funny. But he crapped himself so instantly and so monumentally that it was just like became a thing. Yeah. I literally had Tristan filming and I was going to ask him, like, why do you think I'm feminist? Da, 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 da. But he just completely crapped himself. Mm.
Really?
Like really bad. He was literally crying out the window, screaming on the phone, calling the police. Even the police officers, a man and a woman turned up. I said to the woman, like, come on, this is a bit extreme. Look at him. He's crying out the window. And she's kind of like, well, yeah, but, you know, he's scared. I'm like, no, this is just gay. There it is. Bam. There it is.
I love my new
Yeehaw.
Car.
This is me outside his house saying, I love my new car.
There you go.
Woo. I didn't do nothing. I know this is probably going to be in trouble with somebody. Listen, English police, you've arrested me enough. Right? I didn't do nothing. I'm trying to spread the word of the Lord. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I really want to bring him closer to Christ.
Yeah, that's my
only intention.
That?
That was my only intention. I ain't hurt nobody.
Well, plus you have three more warnings. You're fine.
It's like I zoomed in on his house number on accident. Oops. Oops.
He's not there anymore.
He's gone. He's gone. He ran away.
What does he say? So just had these sent to me while waiting for police. Banging on our door was Andrew Tate, kickboxer, and someone else.
Someone else was my brother.
Yeah.
And he looked so, yeah, that's just him having a panic attack. But yeah, it was, this is a few years
that,
ago.
That honestly, like, that has to be pretty scary. If you've talked, shit to a fighter at your door, that's pretty scary. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I think Mike Tyson said it, right? He said social media has people comfortable with disrespecting each other without getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
In the olden way of man, I would never disrespect someone to their face unless I understood there might be a physical confrontation.
Oh, absolutely.
So you check
there's
yourself.
There's a consequence.
A bit. There's a consequence. There's no longer any
consequence. But you learn that in fucking grade school. And you know now, if someone fucks with your kid and hits your kid and your kid hits that kid back, your kid will get in trouble.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For protecting themselves.
And that's, once again, conditioning. They're conditioning you.
Crazy.
To take the shit sandwich, do nothing
better. But I'll tell you this. I told my son, because it's the older one, who I told him, I go, that's okay. I go, if you get in trouble, it's okay.
I'll defend you.
So if anybody ever tries to hurt you, you can hit them as hard as you want.
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story about my dad. This story went viral on one of my Twitter accounts. That got banned. Blah, blah. But when I was in school, I was on the bus, on the school bus in Indiana, and how old was I? 6 or 7? And there's these two kids who were maybe 9 or 10 who used to pick on me from behind, right? And he used to pick on me on the bus all the time. And I came home to my dad and I said, they picked on me. He goes, well, what are you going to do about it? I was like, well, I don't know what to do. They're bigger than me today. He goes, you have a lunchbox? I was like, no. That was his answer. So anyway, they kept picking on me. And after about 10 days, when they were picking on me, after about 2 weeks later, I remember one of them slapped me on the side of the face and it stung. And I turned around my lunchbox and smashed him clean in the face. And it was a plastic Batman lunchbox. It was blue. And when I hit him, it splintered and it cut him. So blood squirting everywhere all over the school bus, right? And the two bullies are like, now they crap themselves because the kid they picked on all of a sudden just turned around and smashed him in the face. So I came home. After I hit him, as the bus stopped, I turned around, smashed him, and ran off the bus. So as I ran off the bus, I ran all the way home, like scared, because I just hit him. And I got home when I just had the handle of the lunchbox. That's all I had left. And my dad saw me, and he instantly said, let's go buy a new lunchbox. And we went to the Walmart, and he said, I'll buy you as many of these as you need, son. And he bought me a new lunchbox, and that was the end of my bullying story. Nobody bullied me again. He didn't ask me who they were. The school called. I don't know what he said to him. Must have told him to fuck off. I never heard about it again. But that was my dad's answer. Oh, my dad didn't come to save me. I kept telling my dad about him. He's like, no, fix it. Yeah. And after I smashed him in the face, my dad bought me a brand new lunchbox. He goes, anytime you need a new lunchbox, let me know. Otherwise, you know what to do. And that was it. Yeah. And I was never picked on again.
That's right.
And I learned my lesson for life. Right? Sometimes you tolerate X, and then it gets to Y. You got to do what you got to do.
That's right. It's life. That's right. But these little fucking beta fucks don't learn those lessons because you're not allowed to defend yourself.
And then they get in positions of power, and then they look at fucking Twitter accounts and like, he reminds me of that dude. He's living his life. He's enjoying his life. He laughed. He's smiling. Bam, bam, bam. Like, that's the fucking mind.
Even if he doesn't agree with your ideas, who gives a fuck?
Who the fuck
cares?
I know.
Why does anybody give a fuck what anyone else thinks about anything?
It's full,
so weird.
It's full clown world slave mind. And I mean, look, the programming, I create my reality very, very carefully. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even really read my own YouTube comments. I don't really, because it's just bullshit.
Terrible.
Yeah, I really have an existence where I only talk to the people in my network, the people I do business with, my brother. I live in a country which is sensible. I really am not around much of this, but I accidentally pick up bits of it. But I really try and create my reality very, very carefully because it's actually one of the things that's amazing to me. I said this the other day. Everybody understands that you're the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Everybody understands that.
Dan Pena.
Everybody understands that. But they understand that and still hang around with fucking losers.
True.
It's like, is that not the ultimate mark of being a dumbass? If you understand that that's the truth and you don't create your friendship and create your reality,
yes,
then you're a loser. I had a guy join the war room the other day, my private network, and he joined. And we have multimillionaires in there. We have a billionaire in there. I bought a Bugatti purely to add Bugatti owners to my network. So we have Bugatti owners in there. We have guys connected to the point where I can't even say who on YouTube, right? A guy joined, he's 19, he ain't nothing. He goes, look, I know I don't have any value to give, but I'm just here to learn. And I understand that if I stand a chance of escaping the Matrix, you're the man I need to be around. And I was like, you're absolutely intelligent. Instead of spending 19 sitting around playing video games, that's the smartest thing you could have ever done.
Sure.
His life's going to change forever, right? Because he's around people who understand. So all the people out here who sit there and go, yeah, you're the sum of the 5 people you hang around with the most. Yeah. And then go hang around with dickheads. You're an idiot.
But most people are like that.
Yeah, because they're idiots, right? You have to create your reality. And there's nothing wrong with saying to people, you know what? I've outgrown you. You know what? I'm on a different path to you. You know what? X, Y, Z. Sometimes you've got to cut people off because if you don't create your reality, they infect your energy.
That is a big one, man.
They'll infect your energy.
It's like, it's negativity. It's being around it. I remember cutting off like a really good friend for a good period because of that negative draw. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
Because as much as I don't want to sound airy-fairy, I have noticed, I have a saying, and it's not a very remarkable saying, but I use it all the time, and that's dumb shit leads to dumb shit. And I say that for an example, like let's say you leave your car unlocked. You're unprofessional, you leave your car unlocked. Now it gets stolen. Now there's a police case. Now, dumb shit leads to dumb shit. So when I'm around people who do dumb shit or unprofessional things, or they're not smooth, or they don't get their shit right, or they're negative, I refuse because it comes true.
Yeah.
It's like you make it true. If I hang around with your stupid ass long enough, all the stupid shit you're talking about is going to happen to me.
Yeah.
So it's like you speak it into existence.
Yes.
So I refuse to be around it. Dumb shit leads to dumb shit. Everyone I talk to is such a fucking winner. that when I sit round, all I could do is accidentally win.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, bam, more money. Like all you can do is win when you're around winners.
It's true.
This is all you can do. So you have to be very, very selective, and you have to very, very carefully curate your reality. And that's why I created the War Room, because it's a global network, but you have to be global and you have to be online nowadays, because if you're a normal dude living a normal life, you're never going to meet winners in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Because they're all slaves.
Yeah.
So you have to find that guy in Singapore who's a winner, those two guys in Dubai who's a winner, one in London. Like, it's hard now.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder. But yeah, I don't tolerate negativity around me. I refuse to tolerate. It kind of reminds me, I knocked my own friend out once. I knocked my friend out. So
sparring or?
No, like, no, for real.
For real.
So I was at my girlfriend's house. I'm about 21. I've got so many stories that make me sound like a psycho. I'm at my girlfriend's house. I'm 21. Anyway, her ex comes over with five of his friends, and they had hammers because he was mad I'm with this chick. Oh. I'm with my boy, and I'm like, what should we do? My friend's like, what should we do? It's like, listen, this has been going on a while. He's been texting me that there's been a problem. Let's go out. Let's just deal with this. So I go out with my friend, and the ex goes to me, starts threatening me with the hammer. You just have to apologize. He wanted me to say sorry for taking this bitch. So I ain't saying sorry to you. Because if you say, because you capitulate, it gets worse, right? So I was refusing to say sorry to you. And my friend next to me goes, well, why don't we just say sorry? You're on, it's 5-2. And now the guy on my team is acting like a coward and inspiring the enemy. I turned around and punched him so hard in his fucking face.
Wow.
I knocked my own friend out cold. And you know what those five dudes did after that? Shit themselves. They're like, Tate's nuts. He just knocked his own boy out before the fight starts. But you have to dismantle the coward next to you if you stand a chance. You can't be rolling with cowards. Cowards are going to, they're more detriment than anything else. If that fight went down, do you think he was going to help me? He would have just fucking run away anyway. Yeah. So what do I need him for? He's just a mascot for my enemies. Now he's just helping the enemies out.
Jesus.
So you have to create your reality. I'm not saying you have to run around punching your friends, but the point I'm making is you have to create your reality that everyone on your team is at least aiding you and benefiting you. If you have any cowardice or negativity around you, it's going to drag you back. Those five dudes were scared of me until that fucker started saying we should say sorry. Then they all got really brave.
Yeah.
He made them brave. So I had to teach them and him a lesson. I obviously never spoke to his stupid ass again. Yeah. He called the police and everything like a pussy.
Yeah. Mm.
Assault. Shut up.
I've wanted to fucking do what you just did to my staff so many times.
What?
You know who I'm talking to.
I can see through the glass. No, the people watching just can't see, but I can see. I know. I know which one. I can see on his face.
Yeah, I get it. You can see.
I get it. But no, you need to create your reality. And that's another thing that the biggest mistake people make in the world. You're hanging around negativity and cowardice. If you're going to a dinner and your friends are like, well, you know, this new variant, it is pretty scary. And you're sitting there, then you're a fucking dumbass. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Get out. Go sit with people who've been like, you know what? I've been traveling the world this whole time and the variant's fucking fine.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You'll be amazed.
Absolutely. How many cars do you have?
23.
Oh.
Do you have a favorite?
It's like having a favorite woman. They're all good at different things.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How many cars do you have?
Not 23. I have a few, but it's not up to that level. You have a Lamborghini?
I have a Lamborghini. Evo. I have an Evo. Huracan Evo.
Just so you know, if you ever take your Lamborghini out and you see a bear, watch out. Bears are strong.
Shit!
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 What happened?
Shit!
Dude, off the hinges, just ripped that thing off.
And you know what? Romania actually has the most bears in Europe. And when you when you drive in the mountains, when you drive the trans, there's a really famous road. If you Google it, if you can spell this, it's called the Transfiguration. T R A N S F A G A R. It'll come up. Transfiguration Highway. And if you drive the Transfiguration. Click on images. There's bears everywhere.
Whoa.
Wow. That's cool.
You've driven that road?
I drive it. Yeah, there's a video. There's a picture on my Instagram.
Dude, that looks amazing.
And there's no speed limits.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you know he's
a,
going to Romania.
I'm going to have to make a
you
trip.
You just heard it.
If you load up my Instagram, you'll see a picture of me on the Transfiguration. I have a 765 McLaren.
You have a 765?
I have two of them. Coupe and convertible. I couldn't decide.
That's one of the crazy things I've ever driven. I actually think that is insane that someone can just buy that. I'm like, this is too crazy.
It should be illegal.
Oh,
it's incredible. So there's my new purple one that's spec'd. You can see that's my 765 convertible Spider.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that comes in February. I just bought that one. And then if you scroll down a bit, I've got a DBS there.
Yeah.
There's the. This is how we drive in Romania. Click on that Lamborghini video. This is kind of up in the mountains a bit. You see, there's all like the little church things and stuff. So I'll show you quickly. This is how we're driving out there. Because there's basically no traffic laws. So yeah, we're having fun.
So
we're having fun.
Welcome to Romania.
Yeah. No front number plate, just like whatever.
Are exotics, do you see them a lot or just the ones you have?
There's a lot of mafia money out there.
There is.
Yes. Russians. Yeah.
There's loads of supercars out there.
Yeah.
But if you go back, scroll down, that's my Alien, my favorite pistol. I bought an Alien. It's only 500 in the world. That's what I'm packing. Any of you people want to get fresh, you want to catch me on the street, you can catch the bullets.
Yep. Catch me outside.
Catch me outside. I shoot first. I warn later.
Yeah.
I'll warn your corpse. So next. Sorry.
You can just go paging through them.
There's my jet. There's my.
What kind of jet do you have?
Yeah, you own a jet?
I've got a Phenom 300, right?
Wow. There.
I've got a Rolls Royce black badge. That's a war room guy. That's a 488. That's my 720S. There you go. The middle row on the far left. There. This is my 765 on the transfiguration. You see the road in the background?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
So driving on that road. I mean, first of all, that car on that road is terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
The 765 is an incredible car.
I had one for a few days. And
that's
I was like,
the
this,
one?
That's the one where I was
this
like,
car
this is
nuts.
Too responsive.
Yeah.
It's too quick.
Yeah. You're right. You should have to do a special license to drive that car.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
It's incredible. So I can't even remember all 23 cars I have.
That's
hard.
A good problem to have,
it's
man.
It's hard. But my Chiron is in its final stage of completion, so my Chiron gets delivered in February. So
congratulations.
Exciting.
Thank you. But I actually bought that car for the network, not for the car, because I don't think I've driven it, and the 765 is more fun to drive. Chiron's not fun to drive.
Really?
Nah. Four-wheel drive, heavy, planted. It's good. It's fast, but there's no wildness, so it's very just like easy.
Anyway,
a girl could drive it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I know. When women could drive them,
can like, I tell you?
I hate that women can drive, period.
So do I.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive. Drive me around, dude.
Yeah.
I don't
it. It's easy. But a 765, if you want pure excitement, is the most exciting car on the planet.
I agree.
You know what's funny? I think if I met you 10 years ago, I probably would try to fight you on some of your views. Now, after I've had a couple of kids and I'm middle-aged as fuck, I'm like, dude, I don't want to run the world. I'm just tired. Like, let the boys do it. Seriously, like, being in second place, it's kind of great.
Well, it's amazing.
Well, I'm being serious because, like, I get to stay home and raise our babies. If I want to go do stand-up, I do it. But, like, dude, you fucking
that's
do
beautiful.
All this bullshit.
And that's
you know
the way
I mean?
That's the way it should be. It always amazes me when
great.
A woman goes...
Should we delete that?
No.
I mean... But just be calm. You know, you get older and you're just like, it's too much work to run the world. I don't want to do that.
It's amazing to me that women call themselves independent and they're out here working in a job for a man anyway. Like, why were you independent? Like, now you rely on a company or you rely on a system.
Oh, you mean your employer is still a guy.
Like,
yeah,
so it's like, it's stupid. Or like, I'm independent. I have an OnlyFans. You need dudes to send you money. Like, the whole thing is ridiculous. Like,
well, that's interesting too. Yeah,
yeah
you're like, still.
You're still, because men and women exist, but together, and there's no way you're going to completely escape the male influence. But my point is, I think the happiest existence a woman can have is, and women always confuse this because they think I'm saying find any man and be submissive. No, I'm saying find a man worthy of respect, worthy of submitting to. Don't submit to a fucking bum. Don't be an idiot. But if you find the right dude and he's taking care of you and you get to stay at home and raise the
kids.
It's
a great life.
Yeah, it's a great life. Like, what's the problem with it? That blows so many minds on, and people are like, you can't say that. Why can't I say that I'll pay for a woman to live and take care of her in every possible way? What's negative? How am I a horrible misogynist for saying that my woman doesn't
have
to slave?
Well, I think it was
like,
other
how
stuff.
How am I bad?
Of like, she should clean up on.
She
pond.
Should. We just.
Wait,
I'm
but Cobra, if you've got money, hire a fucking housekeeper.
I have a housekeeper.
So then let her clean up. Why
does she does. But sometimes I have to remake mess. Listen, my woman is begging for the chance to prove her loyalty to me. She wants me to give her the opportunity to show me that she's such a fantastic female. And I give her that opportunity by making a bunch of mess.
Yep.
That's right. Clean that up. Two coffees. Yeah. Ignore that bitch. Don't worry. Your tits are better. No big deal. Boom. And that gives her the chances to show me that she's truly ride or die.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what she wants. She's like, Andrew, thank you for fucking all them women and still coming home to me. I really appreciate that. That shows me that we're so strong, we're never going to break up.
Look at this.
Amen.
There we go.
Tom
there,
is like,
there we go.
Gospel.
There we go. It's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
This has been a fucking learning experience.
Oh
this
my
has
God.
Been
I'm
enlightening.
Like...
entertaining. I mean, I had high expectations, but you exceeded them on this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I want to give you one last repetition. Like, tell again where people should go. Where should they go to follow you? Where should they go? Where should they go to, you know, get more Tate?
All right. So I am on Instagram at Cobra Tate. That's where I'm most active.
Okay.
You can find me on there. And then on CobraTake.com, I have a newsletter. I'd recommend you sign up. And then if you're serious about changing your life or making any kind of money, you know, it's amazing. I have Hustlers University. It's $49 a month. There's me and 17 other multimillionaires from my private network teaching people how to make money. And I've had people come to me and go, oh, yeah, you know, but how do I know it's not a scam? You will go to school and spend $150,000 on a degree about business, learning from a dude who doesn't have a business and doesn't have any fucking money. But when a multimillionaire says, I'll teach you how to make millions for $49, you're worried about a scam. How stupid are you? Right? Like how dumb do you have to be? How much social proof do you need that I know how to make some money? Yeah. Right? So if you're not a complete moron,
it's like being a woman. It's fucking stupid. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Female shit, right? That's beta male garbage. Yeah. I don't need to scam you at $49, my friend. I have plenty of money. So if you're not a complete idiot, you can join Hustlers University and you can make some money. And then if you're actually genuinely serious about escaping the matrix, we have the War Room Network. And they're both findable on CobraTake.com. I'm on my newsletter. I'm on Instagram. I tweet now and again now. But I'm
And on YouTube. You're on YouTube too.
YouTube at Tate Speech. And I also have Tate Confidential. Have you ever seen that channel?
What?
I don't. Have we?
Where is that?
You've not seen Tate Confidential?
I'm asking them.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think we've pulled anything from there.
Tate Confidential.
What the fuck is wrong with
Tate Confidential is my daily lifestyle vlog.
What the fuck?
So you get to see
the website, or it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Look at it now. Tate Confidential.
What are you fucking doing, guys? In there, man?
You get Tate Confidential. You get to see my daily life, like what I'm doing and stuff.
What?
I uploaded an episode today where I invited all 9 of my girlfriends over the house at the same time.
Well, let's see it.
Right here. There you go. I got caught cheating by 9 girlfriends. So right now my house is being renovated. So we're living in this temporary house. So don't judge the house because our house is being renovated. That's, okay. Just, that's okay. My brother is Trump.
Okay.
So our house is being renovated, but this is, we upload this twice a week, and this is our daily life of all the things we're up to.
Oh, there's your bro?
Yeah, that's my brother, yeah. So I have a little rant at the beginning. I complain about how femcentric systems control the world, and I'm tired of men being scared of female feelings. Mm-hmm. Then we have some sparring, and then if you skip about halfway through, we invited all our girlfriends over to the house at the same time. This is my brother saying he's going down with the ship, and then it shows the scene from Titanic where he goes down with the ship. And that's just all our girls are over the house. Yeah. Like I said, this is a temporary house. My house is being renovated. Right. But across the next 10 minutes, it descends into crying, tears, catfights.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all there. It's all there. It's all, I mean, my life. It's all there.
Who's not going to sign up for this? Subscribe right now.
Yeah, Tate Confidential. Yeah.
Man,
so
I can't wait to go to Bucharest.
Yeah, this is all our chicks that and me. I got to the point where I thought the only way to control them was to tell them I could do yoga fire like Dalsim.
Yeah.
So they were just trying to talk shit. And I was like, listen, yoga fire. And they're like, what does that mean? So I had to keep him in check.
Oh, God.
Tristan's loving it with all his girls. They all kind of got along for a while. They all got drunk and they were friends, and then they all worked it out and it kind of went wrong.
They all
look
like sweet girls.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. So that's Tate Confidential. So we show our lifestyle twice a week on there as well.
There you go, man.
I'm hooked. I'm in.
I'm in too. Dude, I can't thank you enough for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The Jets fueled up. So where do you head from here?
I'm going to bounce to Prague.
To Prague.
Lovely. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go check out Prague, and then I'm going to go to London for Christmas, and then I'm going to go to Dubai. And after that, I have some work I don't want to do, but I probably have to go to Thailand. And after all of that, I'm going to go to Warsaw, then Bucharest, and I'm staying there all summer.
Sweet. That's the plan. Summer in Bucharest.
That's the plan.
We'll link up somewhere, man.
Hey, I'm waiting for you guys in Eastern Europe. Anywhere from Latvia, Estonia, all the way down to Bulgaria. I have it on lock. Tell me what you need. You need a passport. You need a gun. You need bodyguards.
Bears.
You need bears. You need Lambos. Yeah. Army tank.
We're coming.
Drop me a text. I got the connections. No problem.
Let's do it.
You're the man. Cobra Tate, thank you so much for coming today, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. You're the best. Thank you.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
This is my struggle. We'll be right back.
cheeks on, they got my cheeks on.